Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
It's gonna be crazy tonight, you do. Oh, my bad. I'm reloading! K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Episode 206! Yeah, digital dimes. Digital dimes! Shawty kind of hot, but not really, or maybe she really is hot. Or maybe that's just, maybe that's not even her. Or him. I don't know, man. I don't know. We don't know. But tonight's show is, of course, another FB-based show. Facebook, that is. We're going to have a little fun tonight. But first and foremost, let me roll down the rules. Of course, as all of you know, I'm the host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show, by the way, once again. The number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio, talking indie music, all right? I'm going to let a couple more people get on the line before I start telling out all the rules, because some of y'all new people need to understand what the rules to the show is. And really, it's only one rule to the damn show. All you got to do is keep it 100. That's it. K100. Short for keep it 100. You call my show and I feel like you're saying some flaw shit. You saying what's politically correct. You saying what you should say because you a woman, because you're black, because you're white. I'm going to kill you. I promise, shawty, you won't make it on here. Straight up. That's all we got. One rule. You'd be surprised how many people can't follow one simple rule, which is keep it 100. That's because they flaw in their whole everyday life. But tonight on the show, since we ain't really talking about you yourself, a lot of people going to call in, quote unquote, keeping it 100 all night. When I have a show talking about your ass, you want to be K65. But tonight, I anticipate everybody going to keep it 100. Simply because tonight we're not focusing on ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no. We're focusing on your friends on Facebook, your friends on Twitter, MySpace, Moco Space, Black Planet, Tag, Match.com. I don't give a shit. All of them. We're focusing on them. And what we're focusing on tonight is, if there really is a dime... There really is a dime. Or somebody that make you just want to slap the shit out of them for that flaw ass picture. That's tonight, episode 206, K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks again for tuning in. Before I go on, gotta remind everybody, this is K1 talking indie music. On my show, I don't play any big name artists. If they out there on FM radio, on BET, 106 and Park, and all that. I'm not playing them on my show because they can't come on my show and interview, so fuck them. But if you are indie artist or you know anyone that's an indie artist and you want to get your music on K1's Internet Radio, very simple to do. Just send me your music in an MP3 format to k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. k100radio@gmail.com. That's all you got to do, pimp. Just send it to me. The only requirement that I have of you, since you're not paying for this shit, and I'm exposing you to the thousands of people who listen to my show. By the way, I've got over 35,000 downloads of my podcast on iTunes. Just in case you ain't know, just in case you're new to this shit. right? A lot of people listen to my show all over. Right now, I got 678-404-912-361-813-406 checking in. All at me. And it ain't even on the L5 minutes yet. Oh, it's going to get chunky in here. Trust me. They check in the K100 regardless, and it be all over. So since I'm exposing you to a national, sometimes international audience, and I ain't even asking you for a dime like your local open mic or like your local club DJ, all right? I'm not asking you for any money. All I'm asking you to do is very simple, Pimp Stress. Blast us out on Twitter and Facebook or MySpace or whatever you got going on. If you don't have a social networking tool, why are you even doing this shit? You so far behind out of the game, nigga, you probably were going to quit rapping. You too, little mama. So, this is internet-based radio. All right, I'm broadcasting you live. Broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. All right, but I'm getting heard all across the globe because this is the internet. Therefore, you need to have your social networking site, your Twitter mainly, or your Facebook preferably, and blast out K100 on the show and tell them, look, they playing my joint. I'm gonna let you know when I'm gonna play your joint. They playing my joint on K100 tonight. Send it in. Check it out. Call in. That's all you gotta do. You can't do that? Well, I'm not playing your shit. So, now that we have an understanding, K100Radio@gmail.com, we are clear on the rules. Just keep it 100. That's it. All right? Make sure if you're calling in to talk to me tonight, if you actually want to actually let me come to your phone lines, some of these new, I see a lot of new area codes popping up, and I don't know your numbers necessarily. I know who my regulars are, so I see them on deck. But if you're new to the show, make sure you hit the number one on your keypad, all right? You got to hit the number one on your keypad. If you don't hit the number one on your keypad, I won't come to your phone line. I'll just assume that maybe you just wanted to check out the show and listen to me on your phone. And you too cheap or broke to have the internet. Anyway, I'm not dissing anybody. I'm just saying. Some people can't afford the internet. It's kind of costly. So, 347-934-0966. Once again, that's the number to dial to the show. All right? And if you're on the phone lines and you want to talk to me, you want to answer the questions, you want to respond, you want to talk to us about what we talk about on the show, you gotta hit the number one on the keypad. You dig? Or if not, I will not come to your phone line. I have people fussing me out, bitching me out, because they called for the first time the other day on Facebook. You didn't come to my line. I was such and such area code. I was on there 50 minutes. And, yeah, I saw you sitting there, but you didn't press the fucking number one. Okay, I got a little switchboard in front of me on my computer. It says, look, they want to talk. They press the number one. Okay, if you don't do that, I'm not coming to your phone lines. All right? We clear? All righty then. All right. So let's go ahead and get into it. Episode 206. This is going to be way past great. Way past great tonight. I can't wait till like 9 or 8:45 when everybody lollygag their ass on over to the show. I still got some people on the phone line. Shout out to my people who always call in first so they can get on the line. And then everybody call at 9 o'clock when they know everybody call at 9 and then bitch me out saying, nigga, you can't be on home forever. Nigga, you called in right in the middle of the show when everybody already on the line. And I go in order of calls received. Well, no, the order that you hit the number one. You could have been on the line for 30 fucking minutes. But if you'd hit the number one so 5 minutes ago, guess what? You go down to the bottom of the people who hit the fucking number one 20 minutes ago. All right? I'm just explaining this again for the umpteenth time for the new people, all right? So if you really want to talk, go ahead and hit that number one so you can go ahead and, you know, get in line and I go straight down. I don't pick and choose. Even if it's people that call regularly, I don't skip anybody. I just go straight down the row in the order that you hit the number one and it pops up like that. So that's how it works, all right? Anyway, oh yeah, follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. If you haven't done that already, and be my friend on Facebook, just type in Blizzum. All right, my friend, you'll see all Blizzum. Look at me as a friend. Like my music page. Check out my new album, The Cinema Me, all that good stuff. Okay. Now, what I do for each and every show is I read a real breakdown of what I'm going to be talking about. If you look at my page at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, you'll notice that each and every one of my 206 episodes has a synopsis, a breakdown, what I'm going to be talking about for that show. And I take the script. I rarely get off subject. Sometimes people call me trying to get me off, subject. And I'm going to be for 5 minutes max. I get back to what I'm talking about. So, that being said, And so I typed it to my blog. Super hot picks up. Love it. Love it. It makes the day. It's digital window shopping for me. And most men, right? You really don't realize how many beautiful women there are on the planet until we had this social boom, see? Before the internet, there was only a select few of lucky people that made it to TV. Big screen that we were able to say, God, your beauty is displayed all around the world. But that, it can be a girl right up the motherfucking street for you. Black, because you don't want to say black. She on Facebook. It's a beautiful thing sometimes Facebook can be. I tell you what, I have women on my page. I swear to God, I have some women on my page. And I met them in the person and we're going to talk all that. Straight up, alright? And I probably never would encounter these people had it not been for social media. This show is a dedication to them. Shout out to them. Just also fucking kill yourself to big time. And just insert men, guys, there. Okay? You know the ones who I'm talking about. Shout out to your default pick, be lying. Google that. It's the funniest shit ever on YouTube. Two little young boys. All they do is make up retarded ass songs. It's fucking hilarious. Default pick be lying. The one who pick is bad. That's really not how they look in person for real. The infamous shit. Guys. The ones who've been photoshopped to black stars, but they're just round the process. You know they got all this rent money in his head. I can't really blow off the steel. You know, you do women over for the guys with the money. No, a dude can be a diamond and be broke with y'all. For us, you get a broke ass time, bitch. You don't care. No, you don't need some money. But you got this other paycheck. Stunting, hitting shit like you got it. And that's just rent. That's the equivalent of a fake shit for y'all. Besides the fact that he took that picture that he got up 4 years ago and now he weighs 100 pounds more. Right. Yeah. Anyway, you see, they have some true digital dimes. And I got some pictures. Let me show you. Right. And on our pages, we all have some. I want you to shout out guys that you really know are true dimes. All right? In the true digital dimes in every sense of the word, you see these guys like real. All right. And question. Question one. Do you have some social media friends that are hotter than most stars on TV? And if so, now I ain't talking about better than a whole bunch of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? That you see it on TV. Like, yeah, for real. I got some of them on my page. I'm going to call them out. I'm going to shout them out. Now, don't you know, ladies? Don't you know, ladies? Defending it. Not that y'all like, you know what I'm saying? I got a gang of beautiful women on my page. I'm just saying, Charlie. I'm some of the ones you like, man, they just on Facebook. They just your Facebook friend. They ain't saw. They just go to work every day. What kind of shit is question number two. Do you have someone who's default pick? Be absolutely lying. shawty, they really ain't fine. Now, I ain't motherfucker picture up there, and I got some people in my Facebook who don't even put a picture of themselves up. Like, for real, it's like not even them. It's like a superstar. That's not even them. Not even the same person. What the fuck is wrong with these people? All right, I'm going to call somebody out. Somebody going to be mad. Oh, yeah. Question number three. Have you met someone through a site and they look better than or completely not how they look in the pic? You know what I'm saying? Like, question number two is like, they default pic be lying. It's them, but they really don't look that good. Shawty just got that ass tooted out on that picture, but that ass really kind of flat. You know what I'm saying? She always wearing shades and she cockeyed. Whatever the fuck. Whatever the fucking issue may be. All right? Let me know. But question number three is, have you met someone through a site? Have you actually met them? Like, you met them on Facebook. You send a picture on Facebook. You start talking to them on Facebook, and you was like, they fine as hell on Facebook. And then when you met them in person, they actually look like that or even better. Or they completely look nothing like that fucking picture that's on their Facebook profile at all. That's what question number three is. So it's a difference. All right? Question number four. Does your digital picture, does your Facebook profile, or the pictures that are in your profile, a true depiction of what you look like? Oh yeah. That's the one people are going to lie about. Okay? That's what we're going to start. We're going to go from K100, K1000 to K.5. Right there, that instant, right when we get to question number four. I already see it coming. I can tell already, shawty. We're going to be way up here. Everybody going to be keeping it real. Everybody going to be keeping it 100. But as soon as I get to question four, oh, well, you know, everybody going to start fronting and shit. But if you're my Facebook friend, and you don't look like your fucking default picture, I'm going to call you out on the show tonight. That ain't really you, shawty. It's not. So, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial into the show. I'm going to go ahead and jump to the phone lines, man. Off the top, episode 206. We reloaded. First up. Of course, as always, I don't know how this nigga always be first. He always be first. Every fucking time. No, I don't care who else is on the line. Some kind of way, Billy Bat Phoenix, always the first person on the line in the queue. I don't know. You must call, like, before I even start doing the show and then wait and then, like, hitting the... I don't know how you do it, homie. But, nevertheless, hey. My homie Billy Bad Phoenix is on the line. Hey. Out of 912 Camden County, which we learned yesterday was the boringest place on earth, sounds like. That's what he told us. But this is one of my regular callers. He is always the first person on the line. He's a big supporter of the show. But we got plenty of people on the phones. 813-406-850-3614-478-269. All these zip codes, all of them checking in. We're going to see how some of y'all be fronting on Facebook, fronting about y'all default pitch, y'all. Episode 206, Digital Dimes. First up, Billy Bad Phoenix. First question, homie.
What's up?
And I want you to definitely keep it 100 all the way through all four questions, please, sir.
Gotcha.
I can't judge guys' pictures, okay? I'm just not that nigga, okay? I'm a straight heterosexual male. So if it's a lady on the line, that knows a guy that calls in tonight, if you know one of these niggas on the phone on the show's line, and fellas too, if you know one of these females on the fucking show line tonight, and you personally know them, and you're their Facebook friends, hit the fucking number one. Don't let them get away with it, shawty. Don't let them do it. If I know them, I'm gonna call them out. That's why I got all these new numbers. All my regular numbers, they scared as fuck. It's okay. We good. Billy Bad Phoenix, question number one. Do you have some social media friends that are hotter than most stars on TV?
Yeah, they are.
Like what? Name them. Name them out. Call them out. We want to know who they are.
All right. You know, matter of fact, you know, I'm on Facebook as we speak.
Me too.
I'm sitting there putting the radio show out to the other groups.
Tell me who they are. Who are your Facebook friends that you know for a fact look bad, are really finer than like the average star in person? that you know okay. that. Now, we talking about they
mainly,
pictures.
Mainly,
you know?
mainly one chick named Miss Nonchalant Nichols.
Miss Nonchalant Nichols?
Yep.
Okay.
She out there in the Arkansas area and stuff like that.
Well, oh, she's my friend. Hold on. She's already my friend. Wait a minute. Let me see. Let me see what a picture look like, Sean. Hold on. I don't know. You stretch it a bit. I hope she doesn't get angry with me. But she is cute. She does have a nice body. I'm giving her a 7. Unfortunately for her, the name of the show is Digital Dime. So, Billy Bad Phoenix, try it again. Next, who else? Who else on your Facebook page is hot like that? A straight Digital Dime.
All right. Okay. Let's see.
Well, she's fine, though. Miss Nonchalant, baby, I love you. You hot now. Oh, you can get it, shawty. You just ain't look. You ain't fucking with Zoe Saldana. That's all I'm saying. That's what the hell I'm talking about. Now, go ahead. Give me 3, 1, 2 more. We'll go to the next question. We got people raising their hand. Everybody want to snitch out on people who fake it in front, but we're going to see if we keep it real when we get to question number 4. I see all y'all hands. We just not starting. This shit just cranking up. All right. Go ahead, homie. Who else on your page is fine?
Okay. Alicia Holmes.
Alicia Holmes. Uh-huh.
My best friend, Danita Smith, and her auntie, Alma Smith.
Her auntie is 23
years old.
Damn, nigga, how old she is?
They're around the same age.
Oh, that's one of them families. Motherfuckers don't want to stop fucking when they're 60 and shit. Now they got an auntie that's 23. All right. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, let me go ahead and go to the next question, homie. You got a couple of dimes on it that's really look good, all right? If you can, shout out to me on my page and, like, tag and find what you're talking about. I'm going to go through here and see what they're working with, all right? If you got a computer and you on the phone tonight, it'll make this show much fun. If you could actually holler at me on Twitter or whatever or Facebook or whatever while I'm doing it, I can multitask. I can chew gum and walk at the same time. I really want to see what y'all calling digital dimes. I really want to know. All right, let me know. Now, if you're a female, tag it, and then I'll have my K100 women, my K100 loyal women, go in there and they'll see if the guy you talking about is popping, because you know I'm not even gonna do all that. I'm not even gonna play that game with you. Question number 2, homie. Do you have some ones whose default pick be lying, that they really ain't that fine? Now,
besides the spammers, I don't know.
You don't know.
Spammers need to want to get shot because you know the spammers.
You don't have anyone on your friends list, not one female out of all the people on your friends list, that you look at their picture, but you met them in person and you're like, not really.
Okay, you know what? Clarify. Okay, that whole sister series that I put on the page. Okay, the girl I met.
What's her name? Tag her. Let me
see. Oh, no, I didn't block her because we fell off. You already know the story on that one. I blocked her. But you can search her, though. You can search her. I don't know if she still has the same default pick or not. Of course, I can't see because I blocked her. But
okay.
Look up Tiffany Jackson.
From Camden, Georgia? Camden County, Georgia?
She lives in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Tiffany Jackson.
Yeah.
And what about her? And so of course,
okay.
You know, she fucked her sister, but we're not going to talk about that part of the show, but you did fuck her sister, so you kind of got what you deserve, even if she didn't look like a default pick, because you a dirty, low-down motherfucker. But we're not going to talk about that on the show. The show is about dimes. So what happened when you met her? Did she totally, like, not look like what she looked like, or was it totally not her?
No. No,
what happened?
The pic she took was a year ago. She looked good from the neck up. She had a cute little smile and everything until I met her, and she just looked like she crawled out from the casket, man.
So she looked like she might had that shit. What do you mean by that? I mean,
No, that means she looked. No, that girl looked like. No, She looked like Death, homie.
So her default pic was a pic that she took a year ago, and her pictures. Did you go through the rest of her pictures on Facebook? Did she have more than one? See, that's the problem. Well, some people just look at your one pic and they don't go through and look at all your. So they really get a depiction of what you look like. You feel me?
The majority of her stuff was nothing but promo flyers because she do promo and stuff for a local DJ. That's about it.
That's your fault. No. Stop. That's your fault. First of all, you don't assume anybody who all they got on their page is pictures on flyers and shit. That's professionally done Photoshop shit. You need pictures from the camera phone when they standing in front of the bathroom flip. You know what I mean? You need pictures giving their home in the club. You know what I mean? I'm gonna tell you straight up right now. Now my default pick right now is my album cover for my new album because I'm still in promo mode. That's the easy thing. You can go through all my pictures, and I got regular ass pictures up. Pictures with me and my kids, me and my homies, whatever. I got some fancy Photoshop where I had real live photo shoots, and I took a lot of, and I picked the best one, so it does show me in the best possible light for my best side, for my best profile angle. Yeah, I got that because I'm an artist, but I also have regular ass pictures, so you know what the fuck exactly I look like. So when you meet me in person, I really look like that person.
Yeah,
straight up. I've actually been told I look better in person than I do in my pictures because I'm not photogenic. I really hate taking pictures. So I really don't take good pictures. So most people tell me you look better in person, Blizzum, than you do in a lot of your pictures because I'm not photogenic. I don't like to pose. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I be looking kind of funny on my poses. That's neither here nor there. But you sit here, and you come on the show, and you talking about a chick who had mostly pictures up on flyers and then expect her to look like a fucking model when you got to her. That is your fault. That is retarded.
No. I didn't expect her to look like no model. No. She had no. I'm saying the majority of her pics were nothing but flyers, but she did have some that were, you know, pretty much like maybe a 7.5 at best until I met her. You know, the stuff that she put on flyers, that's because she does promote for local DJs. That's the majority of her stuff. But some of the stuff that she do have on there, okay, were all right pictures, but, you know, the one that, you know, she really put me on was the one that she said she took a year ago. And she looked different than what she did a year ago.
Tiffany Jackson, right.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida. Tiffany Perry, right? That her? Tiffany Perry, light skin.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She go by Tiffany Super Thick with an E. SUPATHICKE.
Tiffany Super Thick. We're going to see what Tiffany Super Thick look like. Tiffany Super Thick. Oh, I see her. Tiffany Super Thick. Uh-huh. Public distribution manager. Yeah, she does have a lot of flyers. And you kind of bought it. I don't understand. She doesn't even look hot on this picture, homie. What are you saying? She doesn't even look hot on here.
She got a nice smile, you know. I like women with
What? Did you say she got a nice smile?
She do. At first when I saw her.
Hey. Could be a five. Okay, I'm sorry, Tiffany Super Thick. I'm sorry, Tiffany Super Thick. If you hear me right now, Tiffany Super Thick, baby. I'm just saying, you look like a five at best.
She ain't gonna hear you, but.
I'm just saying.
No, that's just my opinion, though.
Everything is telling me you got bad taste and it's your fault, homie. I'm just saying. This is where I'm at with you by question two. Let's go to question three. You got some people waiting on the line. Let's go to question three. All right. Now, have you ever met someone through a site, Facebook, whatever, and they look better than they actually Facebook picture, or they completely are not what their pic look like? Like, for instance, you met someone and they actually use someone else's pic. It's not even that person. Have you ever done that?
No. I never met no chick like that. Nah.
Okay. I have.
Word.
Rashonda Wright, hello, yeah, bitch, I'm calling you out, Rashonda Wright, okay, Atlanta, Georgia, she defriended me long ago, but her real, I think that's her real, I don't even know if that's that bitch's real name, her name was Rashonda Wright, she hit me up on Facebook, she was at me, you know, talking to me, blah, 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 this is about a year and a half ago, talking, you know what I'm saying, seeing what's up, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Said she was you know, into modeling, whatever, had pictures up or whatever. Not just my pictures on a flyer. She had some of those, but she had actual pictures, which was an actual picture on the flyer, but it was actual picture of her, I mean, of the same chick on the flyer, but with like regular street clothes on, you know, just outside in the yard, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, it's kind of hard to get those pictures. You know what I mean? You could jack anybody's flyer off the internet and just say it's you. But it's kind of hard to get pictures in front of the yard and sitting in the car, you know, the whole shebang. Wasn't even the same bitch. Straight jack somebody's identity in front of like she's her. Rashonda Wright, Atlanta, Georgia. That right there made me just, I don't even really like, from that point on, I got to like really kind of like, if I'm going to actually talk about like meeting you or even trying to really quote unquote holler at you for real over the internet from that experience, that made me literally have to, before I even take someone serious to the point where I would actually even consider maybe some kind of date situation, whatever the fuck you want to call it with them, nigga, I got to meet them in person. I ain't even gonna flirt with you heavy on Facebook if I ain't never met you. Straight the fuck up. Not me. Ask anybody. If I ain't never really met you in person, nigga, you ain't never really had me flirting with you super heavy like that over Facebook, and I ain't never met you personally. And I really don't know what you really look like. No. I learned my lesson. Sounds like you haven't, though. Sounds like you haven't, Billy Bad.
Hey, it's all, hey.
Question number four. This is the one where we're going to see if everybody keeps the 100. All right. Does your digital pic truly depict how you look in person? Do your digital pics really show the Billy Bad Phoenix 2011 August?
Yes, it does. I mean, my pic right now is a flyer because I'm promoting for the kid and stuff. But no, other than that.
When they go through your pics and look through them.
Oh, yeah. Everything all me. Everything is all me.
Everything I take
is all me.
Okay. All right. Well,
they ain't going to see nothing different.
All right. Well, if I get on the line and there's a lady that actually met you in person, we'll ask him, yo, does Billy Bad Phoenix look like in person what his pictures be depicting on Facebook? We're going to ask. I see right now I got at least two people who have met you in person. So we'll ask them when they come up. If you lie, I'm going to come back and kill you. Stand by.
Yeah.
44437, what's popping? K100.
Hey, what it do?
What is it, Young Pizzle?
You already know.
Young Pizzle, what's up, my Wizzle? What it do, man? Young Pizzle, nice. Young Pat in the building. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. By way of, in ATL, by way of Tennessee, I think it is. Word, right?
No. ATL by way of everywhere else in between.
I thought you was from Tennessee.
Man, I just went to high school in Tennessee. I went to elementary school and middle school in Georgia. I went to went to a year of high school in Florida, went to elementary school in Detroit, goddamn, yeah.
Okay. Much out. All right, Young Pat.
Yeah.
Young Pat. But anyway, Young Pat, let's go ahead and get into it. Episode 206. All right. Do you have any social media friends that are hotter than most TV stars on your Facebook pages? If so, tell us who they is, man, so we can find them.
Man, I got one, and I'm mad as hell that she engaged. I'm going to put it like that.
Damn.
Her name, Renee Howard, and she's from Atlanta. I was just at the club with her over the weekend, man. I've been on this bitch for a minute, for about a year. I met her at a club. Man, she jumped on my Facebook shit. I put a tag her to your motherfucking wall.
Hold on, what's her name? I'm just going through your friends. What's her name?
Her name is Renee Howard. R-E-N-E-E with the little slash.
Renee Howard. Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow!
Yeah.
I don't know what she looks. Yeah. This picture she got up here is, I don't know. What the fuck is this picture she got up here? Let me add her as a friend, though.
Hold on,
no, for real, though. Listen. She looks, yo, what is she into? S&M?
Yeah, she got the little mask on and shit.
Yeah, she got the little the little S&M look going on her profile pic. Like she's gonna, she actually has a whip in her hand.
Yeah, she does actually. It's wrapped around her neck.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, man. Let's see if she approves my friend request. But she looks like she could be fine. I mean, these other pictures that she's got up here, you know, she looks okay. I mean, I don't know, man. She's not all that cute, honestly. I mean, really? She's got a funny-looking face. Got a nice body. I don't know. She takes good pictures, though. But then I'm looking at some of these and I'm like, not so much. I hope Renee Howard doesn't take offense to episode 206. You won't tell her about this when you pack.
No. Y'all good.
All right. Question number two. But she all right. She all right. She an eight.
Hold on a second.
She an eight.
Yep.
She an eight. All right. Question number two. Do you have someone whose default pick be lying? They really don't look like the picture. It's them, but they really ain't that fine.
I know one person, and she got a picture of, like, it's her page, you know what I'm saying? But her display picture, she's only got one fucking picture of her in her whole goddamn Facebook. And the rest of her pictures are, like, fucking Aaliyah, you know what I'm saying? And that's what her display picture is. But her name is her name on there.
What's her name on there?
Her name is Shay Moss, S-H-A. M-O-S-S.
S-H-A-M-O. On, she on your friend's book? Friends?
Yeah, she on my friend's list.
I see Shamir Moore. I don't see a Shay Moss. S-H-A?
Yeah, S-H-A space M-O-S-S.
I don't see a Shay Moss on your friend's list.
Yeah, she was just there earlier today.
Maybe she knew you was coming on the show. Shay Moss is gone on my friends list, homie. I'm looking at your friends list. If you're not my friend on Facebook, you want to add me real quick so I can go through these pictures when you start talking to me. My Facebook page, just go into Facebook and type in Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M, if you're on the computer. Send me a friend request. I'm on Facebook right now as we speak. This is hilarious. The first chick that Young Pat's talking about, she all right. I don't know if she's not a dime, though. She really isn't. On a good day,
She's better in person. That's all I can say.
Okay, man. I'm looking at the pictures. You know, I'm looking at the pictures. That's all I can say, okay? But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, she would actually fit into question number three, Young Pat. Is she finer? Which question number three is? We can't find Shay Moss, so I can't verify what you testify. But anytime a woman only has one picture up of herself, I'm already questioning her whole shit off the top. I'm questioning her whole everything about her, because she only got one. But she be on Facebook 24/7, and she got a cell phone. Bitch, you can take another motherfucking picture. Just to answer, I don't give a damn, but one picture on Facebook, I don't trust you. Something's up with you. I can't fuck with you. Question number three, Young Pat. 361's next, 347, and then 850, and 708 in that order. All right, so don't go anywhere, guys. 361's next, 347's next, 850, then 708 in that order. All right. Question number three, Young Pat. Have you ever met someone on Facebook or whatever, and they look better than the picture that they got up there, or they look completely not that person? Like, that's not even really them, for real.
I mean, yeah, I'd have to go with the old Renee one, and one other one on that. I can't remember her goddamn name. Because I just met the bitch at the club, and, then she added me to Facebook and shit, but her too, but, yeah, I don't remember her fucking name, so I can't really say that shit.
Okay, all right. Tia, my homegirl Tia, I hope she's on the phone line. Tia, if you're on the phone line, I'm going to get you a phone line. You talking about, she says, yep, all my pics, you know what I'm saying? My homegirl Shalette's on Facebook saying her homegirl Ashley something, I can't even pronounce her last name, says she's really a digital dime. I'm adding her as a friend. We shall see If she accepts my request before the show, I'll tell you if Shalette's lying or not. All right? Shalette, you might be lying, but when she accepts my friend request, I'm going to see if she really a digital dime for real, for real. All right, Young Pencil, last question, homie.
Yeah.
See if you go get 100. Do your pictures, homie, do your pictures depict what you truly look like in person?
Man, you already know they do.
I don't know. We're going to have to ask one of these ladies that know you. We're going to have to ask one of these ladies that know you, homie. Does it make you look better? Like, do you got some professionally shot photoshopped pictures? I got some of those, but I got regular pictures too.
I don't even have them up there. Only thing like that is goddamn me on a flyer. That's it.
That's it.
That's
all right, Young Pat said he on stunt. He on key. He keep it all the way gutter, straight up. That's him. Take it or leave it, bitch. Young Pizzle, stand by. 361. You're on the air with K100. What's popping?
Hey, Blizzum, my Facebook BC, what it do?
Jenna! Jenna from South Texas. We got our first lady on the line. 347 is up next. 850-708-817 in that order. 210-850-214-817 in that order. All right? Jenna. Jenna from Corpus Christi, shawty. Corpus Christi. Home of Whataburger. You ever seen a Whataburger? That's where it came from. Represent that.
That's
shit.
That's right. Back when it used to be 30 cents a burger.
Jenna's a white girl.
It used to be 30 cents a burger.
Jenna's also, Jenna's also a white girl. Jenna?
I'm a white
all right,
girl.
Jenna.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and give it to you. Episode 206. Now, you got to keep it 100 now. Don't lie. If you lie, I'm going to kill you. First of all, well, actually, you never met any Young Pat or Billy Bad in person, so you can't answer that question. But you do know you're a Facebook friend also. Do you have some social media friends that are hotter than most stars on TV? And if so, who are they?
Well, now, is this basing on what I see on their social sites? Or
what you see on their site, and you can verify. Like, you've seen them in person, and they really are that good.
Yeah, I can't think of any because I don't really meet too many of these people. So, yeah, I can't verify. I can't say it with good conscience and say that they're TV worthy or whatever. So, yeah.
Okay, so you really don't know. Do you have any whose pictures, when you look at the pictures, they're like that? Even if you can't verify it, I'll go ahead and take that as an answer tonight.
On their pictures?
Actually, that fine.
I can think of a couple, yeah. Like your homegirl, homegirl Key. You know, I would think she would definitely be a good candidate for a model. Definitely. And
are you gay?
Why can't look, women are different. Women are different.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yes.
You. Oh, it's a gay shit.
Women can.
My bad.
Women can
my bad.
Do that.
My bad. I forgot women can do all kind of gay stuff and not be gay. Y'all can tell how fat her ass is, and it's okay. I'm sorry. I lost my bearings for a minute. I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead. Please continue. Continue, please. Go ahead.
Homegirl Vina and Che. You know, I think they could definitely be a model. And, you know, I can think of a couple others. I can't really think of their names off the top. But, yeah, a few others, yeah.
Okay, question number two. Do you have someone whose default pick be lying? They really ain't fine. And you know for a fact that you're their friend on Facebook, but you know them in person, and you like their picture, they really don't look like that in person.
Yeah, I can think of a couple, yeah, that I personally know, yeah.
Thank you.
A couple, a friend of mine named Erica. You wouldn't know her. She's.
Well, let's see what Erica looks like. What's her name on your Facebook page?
Well, she's. I'm waiting for her acceptance or whatever. I just added her, but I know her personally.
Well, yeah, you can.
Erica Duh.
Who else?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Erica Duh. I was from Corpus Christi. Anybody in Corpus Christi listen to this show? Eric does is not fine for real. That's what Jana says, right?
Yeah.
That's why she wanted to accept your friend.
Let's go. That's
why she wanted to accept your friend request, because you be talking about it on the internet. Yeah. That's why she. That's probably why.
You
know, didn't accept you. She didn't accept you, I mean. So, yeah, I'm just saying. Question number three. We got a lot of people raising their hand now. I'm going to move it along. Question number three. Have you ever met someone through a site and they actually look better than their person or completely not the pick that they are? Like they got someone else's pickup? Has that ever happened to you?
Not with the someone else's pickup, but they definitely did not look how they portray themselves on the site. Yeah, definitely. There's been a couple times, like, just like a couple of guys or whatever, where I had to, like, it was for business purposes. Like, I brought one in on a job, and another, I had gotten them something, you know. I was selling them something, so.
Oh, really?
And they definitely did not look nothing like their picture, no.
Question number four, Jenna. The most important question of the night. Does your digital pic truly depict how you look?
It does. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
Really?
Sure do.
I've never met you in person, so I don't know. So I never met you in person, so I can't say what you really look like or not. You know what I'm saying? Now, your default pic, Jenna, can be a little misleading.
How so?
I'm just saying. You know, you never post a picture of your full self. You only post headshots, Jenna.
No, I do. No, that's not true.
I've never seen a default pic of you of your whole body. All I see is your face.
Oh, Lord. Do I have to put one up there? Because there is, yeah. I know I have at least a few.
All I'm saying is I've never seen your body. All I ever see is your head. Which leads me to say...
That's a lie. That is a lie. You obviously haven't went through all of the pictures like you proclaim to do.
I always take them at a funny angle. But you know, let me keep it 100. I can't discern just because you're my homegirl and just not like look. And certain people, they know I'm gonna kill them if they call the show tonight. That's why they're not on the phone. That's why they're not calling tonight. There's some people that call the show all the time and they're not calling right now tonight. They normally would be on the show by now and I don't see their number. You know why I don't see their number? Because they know I'm going to kill them on the show tonight. Because they're notorious for posting up pictures that really don't look like them. I'm waiting. Stay on the line, Jenna. Thanks for calling in. Next up.
I'm about to put up a picture.
I pressured her into it. 850. Keisha L. No. 347. 347-529. What's popping?
What's going on, Blizzard? It's La Crush Heart.
Oh, La Crush.
What's that about?
I don't give a fuck. You my motherfucker. La Crush post. She don't give a fuck. Super Fluffy's in the building. Super Fluffy's in the building. All right?
Yes.
The question is, what the fuck you think about her? Bitch, kill yourself. Straight up.
I've been getting new friends because of my profile pic today.
Really?
Today I got a can in my mouth and I'm squatting down and I'm getting a whole lot of new friends on my page. A digital doll, I would have to say, is me. I'm the only one on my profile. I looked at my friends, the first four pages. There's nobody up there that'd be like, oh, wow, nah.
So question number one, you don't have anybody on your friends list that's hotter than the most TV star? None? Nobody?
No, nobody that stands out. Everybody look average.
Okay, all right. Question number two, do you have anyone whose default pick is lying? That's them, but they're really not that fine.
Yep. Hell to the year. Hell to the year.
Tell me who it is. Tell them why you're mad. Don't ask. Tell them who it is. Tell me who it is, man. You know I'm going to go as soon as you say it. What's their name? Call them out. Shit. Fuck them.
Fuck them. I'm going to have to put a Busty Sabrina.
Busty Sabrina?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me find your friends. Oh, you got your friends blocked. I can't look at your friends, so, you know.
You on my friends list. It's open to my friends, ain't it?
I don't know. I can't see your friends list, so, you know. You got that blocked out. So I can't see Busty Sabrina.
Uh-huh. All right.
Aunt mentioned Busted Sabrina on my wall, and I try and go and look at Busted Sabrina. So what is wrong? Does Busted Sabrina not have tits for real, or what?
No. She's busty. Yeah, she's true to her name. She's G-Cup. She's busty. You know. All I know is super fluffy.
Damn, G-Cup?
Yeah, you know, all I know is super fluffy women. So, But that face look she got, like, Like if you got it from the neck up, you wouldn't get too much. Yeah, from the neck up, anyone.
She looks ugly, for real.
No, not like that. Okay, you can see my friends. You can see my friends now. I think I opened it.
Okay, let me refresh the page. Let me go back to the first page. Okay, what's Sabrina?
Can you see it?
No, I can't see. Just do me a favor. Just add mention her name on my wall. And I'll go look through. And I'm going to look through Busty Sabrina's page and see if Busty Sabrina. Add mention her on my wall. And I'm going to see if Busty Sabrina is hot. Okay? Do that for me.
Let me go to your page.
Question number three, while you're doing that, though. Have you met someone on the site that actually looks better than what their pictures look like? Or someone who's totally not that person? Like, that's not even them?
I don't really meet people. I don't, unless I meet them at a swing party, and 9 times out of 10, I don't remember, I don't put the face and the name together.
At a what?
at a swingers party. And I don't even put the names together and all that other good stuff, so, you know.
Oh, my God. The question you swing?
Really? Yeah, I'm a swinger. I've host parties and everything. Do you not be looking at my wall?
Is everybody at your party super fluffies or what?
No, not at all. But we super fluffy friendly. Say that 5 times real quick.
Okay. super, I can't even do it.
Exactly. We're super fluffy friendly, but no, Everybody is not a big girl. We have we have some nice looking girls there.
And LaCrush, by the way, let me go ahead and at mention LaCrush on my page. You know what I'm saying? LaCrush is a big boned woman, or what they like to politically correct say. She's big, okay?
She's a super sized BBW. How about that?
Right. You know what I'm saying? And so she's big, and her name is LaCrush, and she's actually squatted down in the jailhouse pole with a nightie on, with a crushed soda can in her mouth, crushing it. Hilarious! That fucking picture is funny as hell, Shawty. And it's because you don't give a fuck. That's why you're my motherfucking dog. I don't even have to ask you the question, but your default pick does indeed. All your picks.
All my picks, because I take them right there with the webcam that Facebook provide them with. I do take most of my picks right there on my wall. So, you know.
Okay.
You can check my, refresh your page. Yeah. All
right.
Did you see it?
Hold on. Let me see.
B-U-S-T-E.
Let me see.
I'm going to hell for this one.
You going to hell? Did you put it on my wall? Or did you put it on? Are you?
I put it on your wall.
Now, who came first? The Smurfs? Oh, that's my damn it. My page. My bad. I'm looking on your damn wall. All right. First, Sabrina. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Ah! Oh my God! She didn't even look you in the picture. I'm sorry, Busty Sabrina. First of all, her tits are massive. Busty Sabrina's are massive. Ugh. I can't even suck them. They just too, they scare me. They're too big. I can't do it. But, yeah. Busty Sabrina? That would be Lord have mercy on us all. The question is to call in the show, baby. Stand by, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
813's next. 850-258. Why are you hanging up? You people gotta understand. You gotta be patient. 850 Keisha F, baby.
Hey,
what's happening, babe? What's going on?
Not much.
813's up next, though. 813's up next. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Sabrina. Busty Sabrina. Busty Sabrina. I don't know what to say about Buffy Sabrina, but oh my God.
Oh, I didn't even look.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. So 206. Do you have some social media presence? I asked you, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Do you have some? Do you have someone who's default? No. You messed me up. Damn it. Question number one. Do you have social media friends that are hotter than most stars on TV? Who are they?
I guess. I mean, some of them.
Like who?
Like who? Off the top of my head, you know her. My friend Pammy. She's cute. I think she's the model. Let me see. Who else? Alvina's cute. Well, what's her name? Her name is Alisa Martin. She's
Alisa
cute.
Alisa Martin.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to see what Alisa Martin is.
Well, what? Charity's cute.
Who?
Charity. Charity Young. I think you know her brother, Netflix.
Alisa Martin?
Yeah.
I don't see Alisa Martin on this thing.
Well, it's Alisa
yeah.
Martin Young.
Oh, damn. She is pretty. Does she really look like that in person?
She really does, and this is after two kids. She's really pretty.
Oh, adding friend now.
Look, don't do that. That's a very happily married woman.
Damn it, man. Okay, anyway, she looks pretty in the picture, but you say she looks pretty in person, but her default pink is really pretty, so I don't know if she's really that. Okay.
She really is. She's really that pretty.
Okay, we're gonna go with what you. We're gonna go with what you're saying. You're saying she's really that pretty. So you know, okay, those are the people. Those are your FB friends or whatever that look good. Question number two: do you have someone who default picked me lying? Yo, first of all, has anyone ever heard that sketch by those two young guys? Girl, your default picked me lying. You ain't really fine. Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't. But somebody needs to make that a real song.
Loading it up, right? If you're in between until I get to your phone line or after the show, go ahead and go to YouTube and Google Default Pit Beeline.
Oh my gosh, I gotta look that up.
Beeline.
Yeah, Default Pit Beeline. Wow.
Emmanuel and Phillips. Girl, your Default Pit Beeline. You ain't really fine. That's how it's.
Oh my god. Okay.
I'm serious. That's what.
I believe you.
It's crazy. Okay, anyway. But go ahead. Emmanuel and Phillip, Default Pit Beeline, some funny shit. I'm giving these guys free promo, but that shit is so funny. I don't give a shit. It's just hilarious. All right, question number three. Have you met someone through a site and they look better than or completely not how they look in person?
No, I've never had that happen.
Never.
Never. I mean, I don't just randomly meet people online. And the people that I have met, that I have met through Facebook or whatever, they all look the same. I've never been disappointed after that.
Oh, you never been disappointed, but you have you
I
ever
mean,
people... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, people, you know, wear makeup or don't wear makeup or whatever on certain different times. So you just never know.
Okay, all right. Last question, of course. Does your default pick basically, you know?
Yeah. It looks
now,
like me all day, every day.
Since I know Keisha F, I'm going to go ahead and verify that she does, in fact, look like her default pick. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? She does. Hold on a second.
And that one was today. I just changed it. Yes.
Okay. Oh, you did? You changed your default pick today?
Yep.
Oh, your default. Well, yeah, that still looks like you, though.
Yeah, it's still me anyway.
Let's take a listen to Emmanuel and Phillip. Let's take a listen. Yeah. Hold on a second. This is fair.
Mm-hmm.
This is Emmanuel and Phillip default pick. Hold on. Can you hear that?
You know what? I think it's time we address these females on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too. Go ahead.
Y'all default pick be lying, man.
Lying.
We don't get y'all. Girl, your default pick be lying. You ain't really fine. Your computer started dying. Stop tripping, they ain't lying. Pictures got me shook. Get up off of Facebook because of the way your face looks.
your default is be lying.
Yeah.
You ain't really fine. Your big is my
Okay, all right. You gotta watch the whole skit. It's fucking hilarious. Emmanuel and Phillip, girl, your default pick, be fucking lying.
Be lying. Wow.
It's funny as hell. You gotta listen to the whole. Then they go into an actual breakdown and they dance and it's a song. It's one of those stupid ass fucking Facebook things that's hilarious as hell. Okay, back to the music. Now, anyway,
mm-hmm.
So Keisha, thanks for calling into the show. But you have nobody on your friends list who's fronting. No one on your friends list is
well,
actually really different.
I have a friend that's kind of big and like all her pictures are of her head. So
Who's that? Who would that be?
I don't want to blast her out.
What?
All right.
The show don't blast around. It's the whole point of the show. Who is it?
I know, right? Her name's Kelly.
Kelly what?
It used to be Mitchell, but I think she changed her last name.
To
Gaines or something.
Gaines?
Yeah.
Let's see. Gaines? I see a whole bunch of Kelly Garner. Gainer? Gainer?
Mm-mm.
Kelly Gainer? No? I don't see anybody named Kelly Gainer.
Oh, man.
Your
you
friend
know her if you see her.
Okay. Deona? Kelly Deona?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Well, we can't find Kelly, so we can't verify what you testify. Of course, she might not
my
be.
My bad. Oh. Thanks so much.
Hey, man. All you people need to start posting up your real pictures. That's all I'm saying. Stay
right.
on the line.
Yeah, she's
stay
on the line. My list. Yeah, Gainer. Never mind. But anyway.
Okay, stay on the line. I'll look for it in a second. Hold on. All right, next up, 813. What's poppin'? 813, what's up?
Yo,
what's that? What's poppin'? Oh, it's Streets.
What up, man? Yo.
What up, Streets? What's poppin', man? Nothing, man.
What
it do?
Saudi?
Shit, chillin'. Big Bully Streets is in the building. My homie, my team Streets conglomerate, my homie, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 708's on deck, and then 850-258. I see Shay's on the line. Oh, man, we going in. Episode 206. Digital Diamonds, Big Bully Streets. Question number one for my homie, man. Now I know you got plenty of them on your page. I'm just gonna go
Absolutely.
Ahead and start. I'm gonna go ahead and start macking on your page as soon as you start talking, nigga. Wait a minute, Facebook activated?
Yeah, I activated it just for the show, man.
All right, here we go. Big Bully Streets, straight up. Do you have some social media friends that are hotter than most TV stars? And if so, who are they?
That are hotter on their picture or on? In real life.
All the way, all around hot. They hot on their picture and they got, if you got, you verified, they really look good. Like who?
I don't know. Hotter than the stars? None of them hotter than the stars.
You ain't seen nobody on your, there's no one on your page that's like better than a superstar in real life.
Not that it's on my page and that I've seen in real life. Nah. There's nobody on my page like that.
Nobody on your page.
There's a lot of dons on my, bad bitches on my page. You feel me? But to say that, you know, they look better than the stars. I mean, I'm saying stars. I'm talking like, you know, Salai, Lathan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't got no runaway girls. I got a whole bunch of them, man. You might want to start macking on your homie's page. I'm just saying. Yeah, I got a gang over.
You know what I mean? I just don't feel like that. I don't feel like there's nothing like that. You know what I mean? There's some bad bitches on my page. Don't get it twisted. That I've met. You know, that I know. But I ain't saying they superstar fine.
Like who?
Like who?
Yeah, like who? Give me, let me check them out. But you don't want to tell me? You don't want to find? You don't want to hear? How do I know the friend, man? I won't mack on your page. Who is it?
Oh, shit. Chelsea Davis.
Chelsea Davis, you say?
Chelsea Davis.
Hmm?
I think her last name is Davis. She's bad.
Davis?
Let
me see. Davis. Chanel Davis?
Nah, I think it's Chelsea, son.
Chanel Davis look hot, though. Might be Chanel Chelsea, you're talking about.
Chelsea M. Davis.
Okay. Chelsea, how you spell it? C-H-E?
C-H-E-L-S-E-A. Davis.
Chelsea M. Davis.
Yeah.
Dang, I had to type the whole name to come in.
I mean, you know, it'd be like that. So.
She look all right. Are you sure you want to give her a dime status? Really?
Yeah, I've seen her in real life, though. You know what I mean? She looked better than that picture. Real talk, man. You know I ain't got a lot of kick at home. If I said a bitch is bad, man. Take it to the bank. You know what I mean? You know me, shawty. I don't fucking play around.
All right, I ain't gonna... Okay, fuck it. I'm adding her as a friend. I'm making it on everybody's page tonight. Back to Big Booty Streets. Okay, Chelsea Davis, she looks all right. She looks cute. I don't know.
Right. I mean, she's Puerto Rican. She got some dumpster ass. She's crazy thick, no stomach. You know what I mean? And she's cute, fam. I mean, come on. Listen. You know I do this shit. If I think
okay.
Bitch is bad, bitch is bad.
Okay.
Well, what's in the
paper? I'm not questioning your character. I'm not questioning your judgment, homie. Just saying, I'm asking questions. Question number two, though. Let's move it along.
Right.
Do you have someone whose default pick be lying? That's them, but they really ain't that fine in person.
Yo, that ain't that fine that I've seen in real life and been able to say, yo, that bitch ain't that fine.
Yeah.
First of all, there's a bitch on my page. Her name is Chantel Kelly. C-H-A-N T-E-L-L-E Kelly.
Chantel?
Now look at that picture, nigga. Just look at the picture.
Okay. Chantel Kelly.
What is that, Blizzy?
What? That's not even a picture.
Yo, that's Kelly. What's the bitch name? What's that bitch name? That's the famous bitch. What's that bitch name?
I don't know.
We know the bitch he's seen. Kelly.
Yeah. That's Kelly Rowland?
No,
right?
Kelly Rowland.
Who is that?
What's his name?
I know, but that's not her. I ain't even talking to that. Damn it, man.
That's Kelly. What's all that bitch name?
That's fraud. What's her name? That's not her. That's not Kelly. It's not Chantel Kelly.
She got the album for girls only or some shit like that.
Yeah, right. What did you know? The chick, man. I can't.
Carrie Hilson.
That's
what the fuck is she doing?
That's not you.
Lord.
Immediately defriend Chantel Kelly. Immediately.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Absolutely.
Why are you doing that? Well, are you a fan? Okay, Bully. This is the only way you can let her stay on your page. You go to her page and you look and see if the what's her name again? What's the star's name?
Carrie Hilson.
If she's a fan of the Carrie Hilson Facebook page. Is she a fan of the Carrie Hilson Facebook page?
I don't know. I'm not even gonna do all that. She's finna go. She got to go. Man. I don't wanna keep the bitch on my page, man.
Yo, listen. All you gotta do is go to her page, click her profile, and look to the far right. Anything that she's a fan of, any artist she's a fan of, will immediately appear to her far right. Is she a fan of Carrie Hilson? Yes or no?
Listen.
Just click her page. Go to the far right side.
Hold on. Let me check, homie.
Okay.
All right, so here we are. You said where now? To the far what?
The far right. Up under, like, shit she likes. Do you see Carrie Hilson?
You go there. Hold on. This is her wall right here.
Yeah.
Arthur is she Entertainment. Let me see more. No. Next.
Thank you. favor. I'm telling you. She trouble, man. You don't want to parse to her. Get away from her. I don't know what's wrong with her. I can see if she was a Carrie Hilson fan. But if she was a real Carrie Hilson fan, the bitch would fan the Carrie Hilson fan page, and we would know because you would see it.
Absolutely.
She's done. You see what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen? You see how we expose people on K100? That's some bullshit. Don't be putting up a picture of a star, and you ain't even a fan of that star's page.
But why would you do that? Like, what would make a person do that? What, you feel like you don't look good enough to be on your fucking profile pic? I mean,
obviously she's dog ass.
I don't get it. I don't get what these bitches are doing. I just don't understand.
She's ugly. And she want to be, oh, you know what? She probably the ugly bitch in the club dancing off Pretty Girl Rock. You fucking bitch.
Oh, dude, kill yourself.
Don't touch the ball. I tried to hold it in to be serious. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh man, that's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay, stop it. Just stop it, please. Oh my God! Right. Question number. I lost my slate. Next one. Question number three. And she actually fits question number three altogether. Have you met someone that actually found her in person or someone who's completely not themselves, who is not their picture? That would be Chanel Kelly. That's her.
Absolutely.
Have you ever met someone who's finer than her picture?
I got some finer than her picture. I mean, the bitch I just told you about, Chelsea's a bad bitch. I got some busts, though. I got some more busts. I got Renell Richardson. Who we met at what's the college party?
Don't do it! Don't do it! You gonna put it out there, man?
Fuck it! She don't look like she look in the picture. Ain't that what the show about? Okay, what? Was she on the line? Bitch, if you on the line, you look like your picture. Here y'all. Ain't my fault. I didn't pick them.
Rontavia Terrell?
Huh?
Is that her name, Rontavia Terrell?
No, her name is Renell.
Oh, Renell. How you spell?
R-A-N-E-L-L.
Oh, Renell, I see you looking.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, it might be something like that.
Renell, I see
you
looking.
You know what the bitch look like.
I know. I can't look at her photos because she got them blocked to people who's not her friends. But so I can't. Right now she has a default picture of her baby up there. It's her kid. So you know.
Fraudulent shit going on.
Wow.
I got enough Makeba. Hold on, son. I ain't got Makeba Milton.
Makeba Milton.
Makeba, MAKIBIA.
Makeba Milton.
Bitch, nothing like that, fam.
Makeba Milton.
Yeah, Makeba, or whatever her name is. She don't look like that, though.
Oh, she looks kind of slim and fine by the pool, though.
I know, right? You would think that. But you see how she's holding that beard, though, right?
Right.
Right. That's a tell-all story right there, fam. The bitch ain't got no teeth.
Well, I know. You know what, Streets? You slipping. I'm looking through her pictures right now, and I'm looking through look at her profile pics. If you scroll down to her profile pics, nah, she's a no-go. You slipping. You didn't go through all the pics. You didn't go through all the pics.
Nah, I don't go through all the pics. Come on, who does that? I ain't got time for that, man. I'm a busy guy.
I mean, if you're going to actually trying to meet up and smash something, you got to go through all the pics.
You got to go through all the pics.
All right, last question. Question number four.
Whoa. Can I give a shout out to my dimes on the motherfucker though? You ain't let me. I got some bad bitches on my face I've never seen though.
That was the first question.
You know, really bad talk test, you know.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Who's your down?
Janet Jackson? Janet Jackson, nigga.
The real Janet Jackson?
Nah, nigga. She do promo out here in the A.
Janet Jackson. Hold on. Oh shit. Does she really look like? That's a group. That's not her. That was the real Janet Jackson. I almost got hyped. Hold on, I'm Janet Jackson. Oh, she look good though.
Right.
Now is she really real though? You never met her, have you?
I never met her, but
friending her now.
Huh?
Oh damn, she got too many friends. You know she must be fine for real. Damn it, man. You can't even add that bitch as a friend. She got so many friends. That bitch fine for real. All right, two more dimes, and we'll ask the last question.
Two more dimes. Portia Carter. Go look at this bitch body, son. Look at her body, Blizzum.
I gotta add her as a friend. She's blocking me because I'm not her friend.
Oh God. When you see that, oh God, son.
All right. Who's next? Who you got?
I am bad China.
Okay, I am bad China. Okay, now she looks hot. Let me look at her photos. Oh yeah, I gotta be her friend and look at her photos. Friend requesting now. Yeah. All right, so I see you got a couple of bad. She looks hot. All those chicks look hot in their photos. Of course, we can't verify any of that. They could not be them. Could be like me. And just
right.
Better just shit. Okay.
Yo.
Last question to the homie Big Bully Streets. Do your default pick accurately depict the nigga you are?
Absolutely, man. You know, absolutely. If my Facebook pic is a pic of me performing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, of course, that looks like
a
regular ass picture of me performing. But my Twitter, that's a picture of my mixtape. So, you know, my skin ain't that clear. but that looks like me. Those are my lips. The lips is for real. The lips is a real motherfucking deal, baby. Motherfucker, take you to the bank to add somebody.
Stand by, man. All right.
True.
All right. From the 708, then we got 850258, and then we got Shay on the line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum, man. You dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. Follow me on Twitter, @Blizzum. BLIZM. And become my Facebook friend. Go to Facebook, type in BLIZM, Blizzum. I'll friend you. You can look at my pictures and see Blizzum. You know what I'm saying? Your pictures look whack. Or your pictures, that's not how you really look in person. I don't know. I'll ask one of these chicks that's met me in person, though. Do I look like my default pics or my pics? But first of all, 708, from the 708, you're on the air with K100. What's up? Who's this?
This is Shay.
This who?
Shay.
What's going on, Shay? What you calling? What's 708? Where is that?
Chicago, you asked me
what's
up today, boy.
Oh, shit. Shay, are you back, Shay? It was the first time I talked to you, Shay. My bad. I'm sorry. Shay's back from the shy. Shay, are you my friend on Facebook? Are we friends on Facebook, Shay?
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook. My name is Chanel Loving Life L.
Chanel Loving Life. Oh, that's
L.
You.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Chanel, hold on. Let me see. Loving Life.
Hold on. Let me tell you this. Don't waste your time because you can't see nobody on my friends list. You're going to have to search these people.
Why not?
Because I blocked it.
That's some bullshit. Hold on. I
blocked it a year ago.
Are you Chanel with an S or a C?
S-H-A-N-E-L-L space L-U-V-I-N apostrophe L-I-F-E-L.
All right, Chanel Loving Life. Okay. So why'd you block your pictures, though?
because I have too many motherfuckers thinking my shit was just, I don't know, a social bait site where you would just go and click on a bitch page or click on a nigga page and just jig it out with them. Like, me and one of my best friends got into a bitchy conversation getting mad at me and tried to talk to my ex. So ever since then, I've pretty much blocked my whole friend list.
Well, let's find out. Oh, wait a minute, Chanel. Wait a minute now. Chanel has a default pick. That's two chicks on the goddamn screen. It's two chicks.
It's me and my sister. It's me and my sister. And I am not the one holding the camera. I'm the one in the fucking shirt, sweetheart. It does not matter.
Okay, all right. But I'm saying, somebody looking at this picture might think that you're the one that's holding the camera. I'm just saying.
No, that's my little sister.
It's a tad bit misleading. It's a tad bit misleading. That's all I'm saying. You know,
that is my little sister.
I'm just saying, it's two of y'all on your profile pic.
That's
all I'm saying. All right, I'm just saying it's two of y'all on the profile pic, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Question number one, episode 206. Do you have some social media friends that are hotter than some stars on TV?
I won't say hotter than, but I have quite a few that's hot ass, if not that far away.
Really? Oh, really? What's their name?
Let's go with my homegirl. Her name is Chantel Finest.
I only want to ask you this question because I can't verify. You could be making this up. I can't look at your friends list. It's some bullshit.
I'm sorry.
And I'm your friend. Why your friends can't even look at your friends list? Damn. I might want to
because
be your
friend. Because the bitch that was doing it was my friend. So I blocked her and I blocked my mom from the friends list.
Oh, my God. All right.
No, the whole thing is, if you find out she's the one that I'm going to go to question number two, y'all, that's her.
Okay,
my
let me go ahead.
Me passing me out.
Let me go ahead and jump to question number two, then. Do you have someone who's default pick be lying? They really ain't that fine. It's them, but they not that fine. If you are
yes,
you on Facebook? Are you by a computer?
Not at this very moment.
Okay, I'm going to tell you to go ahead and at mention her
I
on my wall.
I know her name, though.
What's her name?
Malisa Strag Stomper Smith. M-Y-L-E-S-A-I-A.
Hold on. How you spell it again?
M-Y-L-E-S-H-I-A. Strag Stomper
Smith. M-Y-L-C-S-H.
I-A.
Uh-huh. Malicia. Malicia?
Yeah. This bitch is pathetic.
Uh-huh. And what about it? I can't find it. What about it? It's pathetic.
Okay. Just everything. Like, she gives you this default picture of this thick-ass girl who found in a wild package, though. And the picture has been for, like, 8 years ago. And it's not her. One of the others. But it's just like, hey, you copying all these niggas off my page, and they come back to me like, damn, show me ugly. I asked her because she was your friend.
Wow.
And it's like, that's why I blocked her. It's like, she was literally going through my friends list, adding motherfuckers. And, like, she was pretty, but the hollers done took over her. The ghetto done took over her. So she didn't have death or not. I ain't gonna lock the bitch, whatever, but at the same time, you going through my friends and just adding these niggas, sending me pictures of the shit that you don't even look like in 2011.
Okay.
You look like in 2009.
So she just all the way flawed. She all the way flawed. All right, Man, one random bitch. Why you just defriend her? And then why you gotta block me? You might got some fine friends. I'm saying.
Okay, I'll block it tonight when I get home. I'll unblock it.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. You gonna call into my show and have some shit blocked? Some bullshit. I told you. What I was gonna be doing on the show tonight? Calling motherfuckers out. I need to see you. Question number three. Have you ever been? Have you ever met someone and they look better? They look better than their pictures on Facebook, or it's not even that person?
Not none that I know of. Everybody I pretty much name there's somebody I fuck with hard. And all of them decent. I mean, all of them look like they pictures.
Okay.
All right.
Last question. Does your picture truly depict what you look in person? Now, I'm going to tell you right now. Your default, your profile pic is very misleading. I'm not lying. Because no one knows which one of those chicks are you.
Okay. Well, if you're looking at my page, I am the one in the purple, not the one in the gray holding the camera.
I know that,
yes,
I'm talking to you on K100. If I was not, I would look at the picture and say, oh, the girl holding the camera, because since this her page, that must be her. And I would think that that's you. And that's, of course.
And then if you go through my pictures, you will see that it's my little sister.
You people look nothing like, that don't even look like your damn sister. First of all, I don't know if I believe that shit. First thing. She look nothing like
you. I don't care if you believe it or not.
Nothing like you. Okay, so I'm just saying your profile pic is very misleading. That's all I'm saying. Okay. All right. James Battlefield King is going. Him and LaCrush is laughing. Him and LaCrush are going at it on my page. I don't know what that's about. I don't have time to deal with that right now. But Chanel from Chi-Town, thanks for calling into the show, baby. I really appreciate it. All right. Next up. 850-258. You in the building. What's popping?
Hello, Cyro. It's Shalette.
Has your little virgin ears been screwed to death? I understand. Bullshit. Talking about your little virgin ears. Okay, whatever.
You're so silly.
Whatever. You still got an 850 number. You don't even live 850.
Yeah.
Why you got no 813?
No, I'm in Georgia now.
Where you at, in Atlanta?
No, Warner Robins.
Oh no, I thought this was. Oh, this is Shalette Davis.
Oh. You thought it was Shalette Davis? I thought it was Shalette.
Oh, I thought it was because she said she called in the show tonight. My bad.
I see she
all the way punked out. All right, Shay's up next, 56269. We going ham. K100 Internet Radio, you dig. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number one on the keypad, all right? So I know that you want to talk to me. You feel me? Because I got about 20 people on the phone line, and I don't know if you want to talk or not. I don't know if you're listening. I got, like, only about 10 of y'all with your hands up. You feel me? So if you want to talk to me, hit that number one on your keypad, and it shows me that you want to talk. So far, up next, we got Shay coming up next, and then we got 856, and then we got Michigan Girl. You dig? All right, so, Shalette.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you've been posting all kind of on my page talking about who fine and all this, the whole, I don't know. I got to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You know, I got to ask you some questions. For real.
Okay.
All right, so you got some, quote unquote. Now, the girl you say, Ashley Darling, whatever, she looks.
I can't remember how to pronounce her last name, but she's hot.
She looks hot. The girl Helena Capers, if that's really her, you know what I'm saying? That's her. You know her?
Yeah, I used to work with her. She's really hot. She was Jet Beauty of the Month.
Okay, now she looked like she's bad as fuck. Like, she's bad as fuck. If that's really your friend, if she really looks like that, if she looks remotely like her default, she can kind of look like her default pic and be super.
She looks like that in person too. Trust me.
When you hear this combination, that means I want to beat that. Yes. Friend request. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the questions. Question number one. Do you have some social media friends that are hotter than most stars on some stars on TV? Obviously, Helena is. Helena is fine as hell, actually.
Yeah.
If she really looks like that, remotely looks like that, she's fucking beautiful. Who else?
And I had Ashley and Cherry. As well, I think Cherry looks really good too in person.
Cherry, did you tag
mm-hmm.
her?
Yeah, I can't tag her. I just realized I can, but it's Cherry Bugatti. She's actually an adult film star.
Oh, Cherry Bugatti. You know her, though?
Yeah.
Cherry Bugatti?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Cherry Bugatti. Damn! She's not short, though. I really don't like too short women, but she looked like she got a...
She is short. She is short, but she is hella bad.
Damn, how you know? We'll ask you, but we'll talk about that sidebar.
Yeah.
Talk about that sidebar. Yeah. I got the freaks on the line tonight. Oh my God. They have to play tonight. They have to play tonight. Do you have someone whose default pick be lying? They really ain't that fine. It's them, but they really don't look like that.
No, I really don't.
No?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
You can go through there, but everybody I know, everybody look like them, so, you know, most of the people I grew up with, so I can't really say anybody has changed too much.
Okay, all right, question number three. Have you ever met someone through the site and they look better than they look in person, or that's not even their ass totally at all, either one?
No, I've met a lot of people that I became friends with on Facebook, and they actually still look the same. I actually thought Ashley looked really good in person. Like, I really did. But, yeah, her and Cherry just, like, they messed me up. I was messed up in the club.
Wow. You wanted to mask something, didn't you? Go and tell her. You like girls?
Yeah.
I just let it play all the way out that time.
You're so silly.
Okay, question number four. Does your digital pic truly depict how you look in person? Let's see. I'll be the judge.
You know that's me.
You don't answer nothing.
That is me.
Yeah, you look like that in person. It's pretty much
you. Know it.
Yeah, that's you. You're not fronting on the default.
No, I'm not fronting.
It looks how you look in person. Yeah, okay. Fine. Nothing to talk about here, folks. Moving right along. Next line, next question. Oh, Shay's on deck in 856, and then Michigan girl. Shay, what it do?
Hey, what it do?
What's going on, babe?
Loving the show.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in. You dig? I really appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum, BLIZM. If you're not my Facebook friend and you listen to the show and you think this shit is hilarious and you want to be my friend, I got a ton of them. Add me, BLIZM. First of all, when you do that, you're going to see my fan page for my music. Like that fan page or die. And then add me as a friend, Sour Blizzum Blue. Okay, so now, Shay. We're going to jump into it. Episode 206. All right, Digital Dimes. Do you have someone, some social media friends that are hotter than most stars on TV? If so, who are they?
You know what? I was thinking about it, and I actually do have a couple. One is a female, one is a male. The female, actually, she might be a mutual friend of both of ours. Lala Glenn, she is fine.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what the funny thing is? I knew her before Facebook. I did not know her body looked like that under them damn clothes.
That's a Facebook friend that would shut these bitches down in the industry. Done dot.
I was like, oh, my gosh, what is she doing? Because I used to work with her. And if I knew she looked like that, I would have been told her, what the hell are you doing here?
All right. No, she's beautiful. But the thing about it is, when you look at Lala's page, since she's a model, a real professional model, that's what she does. She's got a whole gang of professional photo shoots,
but in person,
she looks like that for real. She has some airbrushing on one or two, a couple of her pics, but she's got like a couple pics where she's like specifically says, "There's no airbrush on this," and she's showing off her body. To show you that
well, pictures of her just hanging out, you know, with her friends and stuff like that, that's not airbrushed. I mean, I know her, so I know that what she really looks like.
Right. That's my friend on my friend's list that's like, nigga, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I know she look good like that for real. Like, she's that fine for real. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't that much airbrush. I mean, you know, God gave her a little bit of that. They ain't all airbrush. All
right. So, shout out to my homegirl, Lala. And she's from the 850 Bangin' Bay, bitches. Key yourself. But she's my homegirl, and she really is. My homegirl, Blaze Berry, though. Now, she looks good in person. Some people say she doesn't look as good in person. I beg to differ. I think the only thing about Blaze is that you can't see that she has a little bit of acne going on in her face. When you meet her in person, you see that she has a little bit of acne in her face. But other than that, she's fine and really pretty, and she takes great pictures on her. She's a model also. She's been in videos or whatever. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my homeboys like, damn, Blaze very bad. To me, she is bad for real. The only difference is when you meet her in person, she has acne on her cheeks, on her face, but they obviously airbrushed that out in her pictures, on her model pictures. But she still is really pretty and fine for real when you meet her in person. She was also in my video, Bet the House. You know what I'm saying? So she really is a pretty sexy chick. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say that she's also somebody who's actually really, really hot in person when I meet her. You know what I mean? So shout out to my own girl. You feel me, Blazeberry? You know what I'm saying? She does model for real. That's what she does. So, you know what I'm saying? But even though she's really a professional model, she really is hot in person. So I say those two chicks, Lala Glenn and Blazeberry, since those are people that I know actually personally, I'm going to shout out to them. And they are professional models. That's what they do that's what they do. You know, they both work jobs and everything, you know, because they haven't blown up yet, but they still got professional photo shoot shit on their page. But both of them are hot in real life, real person, you know what I'm saying? So those are my two picks for my page, because those are the only ones that, like, they got, like, all kind of model pictures up and shit like that that's making them look glamorous. And I'm like, damn, are they really that fine? And I actually met them in person. And I'm like, damn, no, they for real, they really are fine. You know what I'm saying? So I got a whole bunch of them on my page that are like beautiful like that, but I never met them in person. But those two I have met in person, and they got professional model picks up, but they really are hot chicks in person. So shout out to the homegirls, Blazeberry and Lala Glenn. Now, back to the call, episode 206, Shay. Question number two. Do you have
Let me tell you the dude. Let me tell you the dude. Don't be biased. Don't be biased.
I still don't give a fuck about him, but you know what I'm saying?
I know you don't, but the women might want some eye candy. And, you know, I actually friended him through, like, a cousin of mine because I thought we was related. But, you know, since we ain't related, at least it's something cute to look at, you know. But anyway, his name is Greg Jones. I was trying to find him, but I couldn't pull him up on my computer. But he's on my friends list. His name is Greg Jones. Yeah, he looked like he needs to be, like, in somebody's damn movie. Like, he need to be, like, acting or something.
Okay, ladies. If you're friends with Shay, Greg Jones, go through her friends list. Go look at Greg Jones. Y'all holler at me. If you're friends with the homegirl Shay, tell me if Shay's tripping or what. Let me know if this guy is as good as she says.
Now he's totally unavailable. He's very married, but he's just hot. He's just fine as hell.
Okay. Well, what was the point?
Hey. They can look. Ain't nothing wrong with looking.
I'm
you got to give it off for a
proposition. Jesus. Question number two. Do you have someone whose default pick be lying? That's them, but they really ain't that fine.
Ooh. Well, you know what? This person I don't really think is fine anyway, but I have to admit their picture didn't really look like them when I met them. I mean, when I met this person, their picture kind of looked better than the person in person. And then, you know, I think he kind of knew that because he was like, well, you know, I've gained a little bit of weight and this, that. You know what I'm saying? When people try to make excuses for how they look in person. But, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, are you going to put him out there, shout him away?
Oh, I feel so bad because he's friends with, well, he was friends with one of my homegirls. So I don't, dang, I'm going to do it. His name is L.J. Strickland. And if he's listening, you know, no hard feelings. But, yeah, your pic didn't really look like you look in person. And you already know that, boo.
Damn. LJ Strickland, who's constantly macking on my fucking page, going to my adding hot chicks off my page, homie. I have no problem with you, LJ. You know, we all right, nigga. Don't cause no problems. I'm just saying. I know for a fact, because chicks are always talking about, who the fuck are you? I don't know you. And they inboxing me like, do you know this guy? And I'm like, I really don't know this nigga. But obviously, he goes to my page macking on my chicks. Constantly. So, LJ Strickland.
That's probably how I became friends with
Yeah. How you became friends.
I think I sent you.
Been flashing on my day. And I'm not his friend. I'm not his. The fucked up part about his macking on my page is he's not even my friend.
Wow.
You feel me? That's the fucked up part. You have the audacity, nigga, to ask to be my motherfucking friend, but you steadily hollering at bitches on my page. And so for anybody who knows the nigga in the 850, I'm just telling you, this is shit. We're not making this up. The nigga be macking on my page. Way up in Atlanta, every man in for in life, and they inboxing me saying, do you know a nigga named LJ Strickland? No! I don't know this nigga. I don't! But he's constantly getting
too funny.
I got chicks inboxing me saying, he's trying to defriend me. Did you befriend me? Did you know him? Is he your boy? No! I don't even know. We got a couple mutual friends, but I never met him in my life.
Yeah, that's why you got him. Because you're going on there taking your friends.
I'm just keeping the shit 100. This is the name of my show. Now, if you got a problem with it, nigga, it is what it is. You did it, not me. I'm just saying.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I ain't got no problem with him because I never met him, so we got no beef issues, but what I'm saying is true. I had at least 5 chicks inbox me saying, do I know him? And I'm like, I really don't know him, but he's defriending them because they my friend, because they hot. And I know he's not the only nigga on my page that does it. I got a gang of homeboys who do that. A whole bunch of homeboys who go through my friends list, look at all the chicks on my page that's fine, and add them as their friends. All right?
And we can tell when it's like 3 or 4 of us or 5 of us, you know, all get a request from the same dude, and we start asking each other, hey, girl, did you get a request? Who is so-and-so? Do you know so-and-so? And you know, we be talking amongst ourselves. Oh, I got a request from him, too. Who is he? Yeah, that's how you know where they be page macking.
Well, I ain't got a problem with the nigga. Like I said, I don't know him. I never met him. He's actually friends with my sister. You know what I'm saying? He's friends with my sister Viz. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying, Shawty, is Shawty never had the decency to goddamn friend me and say, what's up, homie? And then, you know, then mack on my page. He just goes to my page and mack on my page. Can I get a motherfucking amen, Lakeela?
Yes, you can get an amen.
Lakeela, huh?
Boy, I was like, who the hell is that? He was talking to me.
All right, I had to jump down to your number real quick just to get an amen, just to make sure I wasn't, just to let people know listening, I'm not making this shit up, okay? Stand by, Lakeela. I'll be back to you in a minute. All right. Not making it up. Question number 4. Does your default pick, Shay, truly depict who you are?
You skipped the question, but I'll answer that one first if you want me to.
I just asked you the third question.
That's how we got it.
Have you met someone through a site that looked better or completely not how they look?
Well, you ain't asked me number 2. You're right.
That was question 2. Question number 3. Have you met someone through on the site, FB or whatever, that looks better than they look in person? I mean, looks better in person than their pictures look? Really, that's completely not even that person on their profile pic at all?
Have I met somebody on the site?
Have you met somebody on Facebook or whatever that...
I have to say that, yeah, because it's somebody, we actually from the same town, but I didn't know this person before, and it's kind of funny. I did not know this person before, and we had done run into each other like 50, 11 times, and then I told him on Facebook, I was like, look, next time we be at a club or party or whatever, you better come introduce yourself. And his Facebook picture, to me, maybe people who know him back in the day might have, like, could easily recognize him, but... He did not look the same in person as what he did on his picture. I mean, I think he looked better in person than what he did on the picture. I mean, not that it was a bad picture, but, you know, I'm just saying, it's just like, if I was going looking for that person, I still wouldn't know what the hell he looked like.
But the guy looked better in person than he did on the picture.
Yeah, I mean, he cool too and everything, but I just would have never been able to, you know, from that picture that he had, maybe it was just not a most flattering picture or something, I don't know, but from the picture, yeah. In person, that was you.
Okay. Are you going to shout him? Obviously, he would like for you to say his name.
Yeah, Max Perryweather. He cool, dude. He cool, dude. Everybody know him.
Okay. All right. Question number 4. No, question number 4. Does your digital pic truly depict how you look in person?
I would think it does, but some people say that I look different in person than I do on the picture. I don't know. So I guess it depends on... Who's looking at the picture? I don't know.
I'm going to say you look just like your picture looks because I know you personally.
I think I look like the picture.
You look like
the
pictures, so, I mean, I think you look like your pictures. You feel me? That's what I think. All right. So that's Shay. Next caller. Stay on the line, though, Shay. Stay on the line. 856, then Michigan Girl. Right. 856, what it do?
Yo, what it do, man? What it do, Blizz, man? It's your boy, Bless Child, man. You know, Jersey in the building.
Jersey, what's happening? Bless Child in the building. What it do, homie?
You know, man, I'm maintaining, baby, man. It's all about business. I'm maintaining, man. I had a car show you love. You know that.
For sure, man. I really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Episode 206. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. Check me out on Facebook. Type in Blizzum. Like my fan page, and then friend Sour Blizzum Blue. Bless Child, all the way up from Jersey, homie. Let me ask you this. Do you have some social media friends that look better than most stars on TV? If so, who are they?
Oh, yeah, I got two of them, man. They both from Facebook. One of them, man, you got to hit up with me because she's a model that's trying to come out, man. She's very beautiful, man.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to your page.
I'm gonna add you tonight to my Blessed Child page. You know, I got three Facebook pages.
Oh yeah, I thought you was already on my friends list. Nigga, you ain't
got you. I got you on one of my pages, but the main page I'm gonna add you tonight.
All right. Oh shit.
You got.
She's already on my list. Okay.
I got you one of my pages, but like I said, you got my number, man. I want you to talk to her personally. You feel me? I got her number and everything, man. She's a very Spanish chick, very beautiful, man.
Really? What's her name again now?
Her name is Christina.
Christina, okay. Christina's hot.
Yeah.
So you got some chicks on there that look better than models on TV, right?
Yeah, I got two of them. One Christina and a chick that she's a model, man. She did King Magazine and all that. Her name is Aluna James. She did all that. She did all that, man. Very, very, very beautiful, man.
Okay. Question number two. Do you have some whose default pick be lying? They really don't look that good as their picture.
That's a tricky question right there, because I got one in mind. I've never seen her personally because she lies. Because, you know, man, she lies so much.
Well, that's a reason not to meet her in person in the first place. Why would you want to meet that motherfucker? She lie like that.
She's the type of chick talk about she's from Dallas, but she lives in Oklahoma. You know the person I'm talking about, too.
Oh, no!
Yo,
are you talking about Candy?
Yeah, we did a research on everything, man. Her real name is Shanika Renee Williams. She lives in Oklahoma. So we did the research on everything, man. You know what I mean? So that question is, I don't know, do she really look like that or not? Because everybody that I ran across that knew her, she said that she'd been out there to see him, but never seen her. I don't know if that's her real picture or her not her real picture.
Ruby Candy is a fraud. I'm about to call her out on Facebook. I can't not do it. I gotta do it. Right now, I'm calling out Ruby Candy on Facebook. Alright. Hopefully she'll call in. Ruby Candy just got called out on K100 Radio. Dang. They say
she called the tab for the battle, right? She called a personal friend of mine. She like her mom, like, you know, I mean, we had a beef on her show. Her mom, like, don't we bring that shit to my house? She like, Mom, they think we live in Dallas, not Oklahoma. You still be like, yo, I don't know. It's like the point is, you don't know what to believe or not to believe, man, because she lies so fucking much, man. Keep it 100.
Dang. All right. I'm hitting her up on Facebook. Oh, I had to do it. Everybody who's against what I just did, this is a friend of mine on Facebook, and we talk, and she calls my show all the time, so I'm trying to get her on the line. Bless Child says she's not K100. Hopefully she calls into the show. The drama of it all, oh my God. drama of it all. Hopefully she gets on the phone line, and we'll open your phone lines back up if she gets on here before we hang up. But next question.
Big up to the crush, man. Big up to the crush. That's a real ass chick right there. Big Brooklyn in the building.
The crush is my motherfucker. I like the crush. The crush is like, bitch, I'm fat, black, and fuck you, bitch. And I like to eat, kill yourself, ho. Period. I ain't stunting about it. Question number three, homie. Have you ever met someone in person on the site and they look better than they pictures? Or that picture was not even them at all in person?
Yeah, I met a chick on there, picture like she's a supermodel, man. You feel me? When I seen it, it's like more like a hood rat.
Wow, for real?
Found out later down the road, man, that was her cousin picture that she posted up on there.
Damn. Yeah, I just want to kill all those people. Question number, last question number four. Does your pictures, do your default pictures, depict who you really look like?
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, I'm far from ugly, but I'm not no pretty boy, you feel me? my pictures explain me, man. It's all about keeping it real, nah, man. I never had no complaints.
Right. Okay. That's how I feel about my pictures. My pictures are, I know I'm not a model or whatever. Like I said, I've got some professionally shot shit because I'm an artist. So I got some pictures that make me look, you know, really, you know what I'm saying, show me in the best light possible. Because I paid a couple fucking $100 for that fucking photo shoot, so it goddamn sure better. But I've got regular pictures up. If you're my friend on Facebook, I got regular ass pictures of me just on vacation, me chilling with my kids, whatever. So if you look at all my pictures on Facebook, you should not be shocked when you meet me in person at all. Whatsoever. Straight the fuck up. All right, homie. Thanks for calling in the show, man. You dig? Let me take the rest of these calls, all right?
No doubt, baby.
All right. Michigan girl. What it do? Michigan girl, then Keith's up next. Oh, Ruby Candy's on the line.
Uh-oh.
That was sad. I got to go back to Bless. Ruby Candy. Let me get Ruby Candy. Hold on. Oh, she hung up. Did she hang up? Call back, Ruby. Ruby, I saw your number. Call back into the show, please. I hope she didn't hang up because I was going to come to her line. If so, that means that's a great chance that everything Blessed Child was saying was really true. Ruby, I saw that number. No, you didn't press number one, but I was going to come to your line anyway. Ruby. She's not going to come back, is she? I'm going to wait and see. 347-934-0966. Until then, we got Michigan Girl on the line and Key up next. Unless, of course, Ruby Candy calls back in, and I will immediately pass her in while Blessed Child is still on the line. Blessed, don't hang up. I saw her on the line for a second, but then she kind of, I don't know what happened. I seen the number. I know her number because she calls the show all the time, but then it disappeared. So I don't know what's going on. Somebody hit me up on Facebook. Is Ruby responding to my text? I mean, my post? I don't know. Oh, the humanity. Episode 206. 347-934-0966. Michigan girl, the keys on deck. Oh, before I say anything further, six minutes left. If you're listening to me on the radio, I mean, listening to me on the internet at blogtalkradio.com, first of all, thank you. But you got 6 minutes till 10 o'clock. If this is your first time listening to my show, you got to understand, at 10 o'clock, we stop streaming live on the internet. The show will continue to go on until I take all calls. I do not end my show without taking all my calls. But the show does not stream over the internet past 10 p.m. We only schedule it for 2 hours over the internet, but it will go on the phone lines. So if you're on the internet and you want to continue the show, you want to continue listening to the show, you got to dial and call in on the phone line and stay on the switchboard. Please call in from a home phone if you can, because if you call in from a cell phone and then you get disconnected after 10, you can't call back in. 347-934-0966. We still got 5 minutes left, 5 minutes left in the live streaming of the show, but after 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which is in about 5 minutes, you must be on the phone line to continue out the third hour of the show, which could go from 10 to 11, depends on how long I want to drag it out. You feel me? But I don't stop the show until I take all my calls that's on the phone lines. 347-934-0966. You got to be on the phone lines. And if you can, call from a landline so you don't lose the signal and get dropped out, because then you can't dial back into the show after 10 p.m. All right? 347-934-0966. Ruby Candy! Ruby, I know you heard me, baby. You called in and then you hung up, and I saw that number. I'm going to need for you to call back into the show, please. If not... Uh-huh. And then I'm going to take it to K100. Now, Michigan girl, what it do, babe?
What's going on?
Oh, hold the drama of it all. It's good for ratings, though. Question number one. Do you have someone on your social media friends list that's hotter than most stars on TV? If so, who are they?
You know what? I done been through my whole friends list. Now, I got some friends. They take nice pictures, cute girls. We all look good. But I can't say that I got anybody that's, like, hotter than, like, a star.
Okay. You don't have anybody on your friends list like that. All right.
I got cute friends on my friends list. Like, you know, she is on my friends list. She always take good pictures. I got another friend, Keisha. She on my friends list. They pretty girls. They take good pictures, but I don't know if because I done heard the show. I couldn't talk until later. But you've been hard on some of them, so I don't even gonna say, oh, they look
when
better
I say,
than stars,
whatever. I got 1,500 friends, and the only ones that I'm even giving any props to are people that I've actually met in person. You feel me? And I got two friends in my... I've met a lot of people on my friends list that are cute or whatever, but the only two women on my friends list that I met in person, and I said on their pictures they look like fucking star models, and then in person they still look damn near the same. Lala looks exactly how her pictures look in person. And Blaze pretty much looks the same for the most part in person. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Depending on what she looks like, she can look better. You know what I'm saying? But she still is as fine. She just looks taller. She looks taller in her pictures. You know, the way she shoots her angles, and she has just a slight bit of acne on her cheeks, but she really is, you know, a pretty chick with a bad body. You know what I'm saying? With, like, everything, flat stomach, fine. You know what I'm saying? So those are the two that I met in person. I'm like, man, they really do look like that. They really are fine, like their pictures look in person. A lot of them that I met in person, they look good, but they're not as bad as their pictures look. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying when I ask the question. When I meet them, you're like, damn, I mean, their pictures, they look super fine. And when you meet them in person, you're like, ah, they fine, but they ain't as bad as them pictures look. But those two women, when I met them in person, I was like, damn, they really do look like their pictures. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say, you know, on that particular question. So, but you said you really didn't have anybody. Now I got a whole gang. All my K100 women are fucking bad. You know what I'm saying? Are pretty, are attractive women. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Most
that's,
of my K100
women. That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. Like, you know, Keisha, all of them, but...
Right, but I'm talking about, but I really was trying to say, like, I really, for that particular question, I'm like, nigga, for real, they are, like, they should be on, they really are beautiful, like movie star shit, like, for real, and their pictures look like that, You guys got 90 seconds, 347-934-0966, you got to call into the show if you want to continue the show. Okay, next question, Michigan girl. Do you have some whose default pick be lying? They really ain't
Man,
that fine.
I was looking through my pictures because it's a couple of people from back home, and they, you know, of course, they gonna put the best pictures up. And it was somebody I actually ran into when I was at home when I went to the liquor store, because that's what we call it back home. And I'm like, you don't look nothing like your profile picture. You got the profile picture with your shirt off, all muscled. I see you at the liquor store. You about 50 pounds heavier and just looking all broke down, busted, and disgusting.
Okay. Okay, Ruby Candy says she's calling in. She's going to call back in. Ruby, you only got a couple of seconds. Ruby. Oh, Ruby's back on the line.
Hurry up.
I got her. She's back on the line. I'm going to go to her call. Actually, I'm going to take her call. Blessed Child is still on the line. So Blessed Child is the person who called Ruby Candy out on the phone line. And Blessed Child is also on the line. So please, you guys, please make sure you stay somewhere where your phone doesn't lose signal. And I'm going to get these guys on here, and we're going to see what they got. right. Question number three to Michigan girl. Have you ever met someone through a site and they look way better in person than they do in their pictures? Or that wasn't even a person on their goddamn, they done put somebody else's picture up and shit. That ain't even them. Either one.
Nah, because I don't meet people off of the internet like that. So pretty much everybody that's on my friends list, I either went to high school with them, I actually know them, or, you know, I met them through a mutual friend, and nine times out of ten, they look like, you know, they look like their picture, unless, you know, the dude that I saw when I was back home, of course, he overweight, so he looked nothing like his profile picture, but you could tell by the face it's still him, it's just that you using a old picture, because you don't want nobody to know you didn't get fat.
All right. Question number four. Does your pictures truly rip how you look in person?
Yes, I think they do.
Okay. I'm gonna agree with that. I know you in person and your pictures, you know, pretty much depict how you look in person. You don't have, you know, any pictures that look like that's not even your makes it seem like you're just way better than what you really are in person. So, you know what I mean? I'm gonna go ahead and big that one up and co-sign that one. Alright, next up. Where the hell did Key go? Oh, there she is. I thought I lost her. Alright, next up, Key, then we're gonna go to Ruby Candy. Key.
Yeah, I got three phones on deck and my house phone, so I ain't getting lost today.
Alright. And then Ruby Candy, we're gonna ask Ruby Candy something, and we're gonna see what Bless Child, if we're gonna try and verify what Bless Child said about Ruby Candy. Bless Child has called out Ruby Candy on my show. And of course, you know, I never allow people to be called out that I personally talk to and know like that. And I gotta, that's why I had to get her on the show, because, you know what I mean? We gotta air this shit out. But I'm gonna go ahead and take Key's call. And you guys, I got 22 people on the phone lines, and no one's hanging up because I obviously want to hear what's gonna happen with this exchange. I do.
They want to know Ruby got a penis too.
Yeah, they want to know that. All right. So, Key, question number one,
yeah.
Episode 206, you did. Anybody on the phone line who's not following me on Twitter, kill yourself. If you're not my Facebook friend, either one of those. But Key's on the line. Key, question number one. Do you have some social media friends that are hotter than some stars on TV? If so, who are they?
I only got a few. I don't want to call their names out.
Why not?
I have maybe a couple.
Shit, it's a compliment.
Come on, they be fine.
I wouldn't call their name out for number two, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, number one, you're just a compliment at the end of the day. What?
Well, I don't know about it, though. I mean,
okay,
it's a friend, one friend named D, and one is another dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they super fine.
Okay.
And all that.
All right, so you do have something that look like better than some of the guys on TV, basically, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number two, do you have someone whose default pick be lying? They really ain't that fine.
Most of the dudes I know, like I went to school with them, whatever, and they got their real pick on there. Like if they done got fat, they just got their fat pick. You know what I'm saying? It's like whatever.
Okay, so you don't got a lot of fakers on your shit. You don't got no fakers on there.
Nah, and as far as the women, like, I really don't give a damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, there's one chick, she got a cute face, and she always take face shots.
Uh-huh.
But she is, like, large. She's huge, and she's short and fat, too. Like super fat. Like sick or something. Like, one of them type of fat.
Wow. So, but if you look at her, what's her name? Can you tell me her name? Come on, man. Come on. Don't be like that. Let me see what she look like. Okay, I'm on your friend list. What's she like?
I'm not going to.
Come on.
No.
Come on, man. That's the point of the show.
Oh,
my God. It's not being mean. It's the truth. Okay, first of all, it's not being mean, ladies and gentlemen. It's the truth. Okay, that's the first thing. So, I mean, I don't understand the problem.
No, I ain't telling your name. Everybody be looking like, oh, that's the fat chick.
I tell you what, man. Y'all, man. Okay, all right, whatever, all right. Everybody want to be politically correct and shit. Anyway, next question. Have you met anybody, have you ever met someone on a site and when you met them in person, they look better in person or their picture is not even the same person?
No, I can't say that I have.
No?
I can't say that. Not because I don't really meet up with, no, a lot of people like that. Now, this one dude I did see now, he looked fine on his, like, not fine as in, like, body fine, but, like, he looked like he okay. But, boy, his mouth, oh, my God. Like, I see why you don't smile. Like, you got, like, your teeth too big for your mouth. One mil type thing.
Now, that's one thing about, and you know what now? I bet it's a whole bunch of people with fucked up grills, and you can't never tell the grill until you get up on it. I mean,
yeah, and he's, you know, grill, it's like, it's going to like your
grill
teeth.
It's so hard to judge by the picture, you know what I mean? You really can't. They can smile on the picture. You can't tell they grill fucked up until you get up on it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's like hygiene. Like, you can tell they fine, but you can't tell they got bad hygiene until you meet them in person. You know what I mean? This is just some
yeah.
shit. Until you meet him in person, man. You know what I mean? Real shit. Last question. Do your pictures on Facebook or Twitter, your social sites, do they depict who you really are?
Hell yeah. Most people say I look better in person, though. Most people, when they see me in person, they be like, you look better than on the picture. But, I mean, I think my picture's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that one. I know you personally also. So, basically, you look like you look in your pictures. You know what I'm saying? That's not a butt pad, you hating bitches.
It's, yeah, they love to hate on that. Like, oh,
it's
like my
ass.
Booty fake and I get shots or whatever. Like, no.
It's a real ass. When you see it in person, it's a real ass. And also, you know what I mean? I think that most people just, I don't know, man. Most people just, I don't know, just when a chick got a super sexy profile pickup, a lot of people want to just hate on that. Like, ah, she really ain't that, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I personally, I always get that I look better in person than pictures. Always.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I
that's
take
a
good,
people.
You know what I'm saying? I really fucking hate taking pictures. I hate it. I wish that's just one part of being an artist that I could just really bypass altogether because I'm photogenic. And so my photo shoots just, I hate them, man. You know, I do them by
I don't really like taking pictures like that either, but,
you know,
I always find something wrong with my pictures, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, my profile pic now, that's me.
Yeah. So that's how I am with my pictures. A lot of women be like, oh, you look, you know, when they meet me in person, they be like, oh, you actually look better in person. I'm like, because I don't take good pics, man. I can't do it. I'm not good at it. I'm just not good at it. All right.
And I'm need you to start calling me LaKeela, too.
Key. I just said that because of earlier. I was being funny earlier, okay?
I know.
Oh. All right. So now let's go ahead and find out. Let's get down to the get down, all right? Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Ruby Candy.
Hey, what's up?
What's Ruby? Do you sound
what's
Ruby? You sound like
up?
You're not ready for what's about to transpire.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I woke up. Like,
you did?
Somebody hit me up and just like, you know, then I seen it on Twitter. So.
Okay.
What's the drama this time, Blessed Child? What's the drama?
Well, Blessed Child, before I open up his mic, Blessed Child. Oh, so you already know Blessed Child, basically.
Yeah, I know Blessed Child. What's the drama?
Okay, Blessed Child says that you're not even the person you say you are on Facebook. He doesn't even know me.
I met him on Verse Fam Radio. That's
uh-huh.
how I met Blessed Child. And he's been calling into the show and stuff like that. And all this fucking drama, and I mean, I only know him through Facebook and the radio. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's how I know him.
So he says that your name has nothing about Ruby or anything in it. It's Shantae or Shantae. Or something.
No,
it's
wrong. That is wrong. That is not my name.
That's not your name.
Hey, that is not my name.
Also, that you're not a Texas girl. You live in Oklahoma.
No, baby, I'm a straight up Texas girl, straight up from Plano.
Okay.
What else, Blessed Child? What else you got for me?
All right, let's bring up Blessed Child tonight because he did some research on you and he says you fraudulent.
He did research on me? Baby, ain't nothing on the computer about me. Everything you look up is Ruby Candy. If you really want to know my real name, it's LaKeela Renee Curiosity Williams. Look that up. If you really want to know something, look that up.
Blessed Child.
Research that.
Yo, what's good, baby?
Yo, you're now, homie. I mean...
Make it real short.
Go to your computer.
Uh-huh.
That 58 no number, that's going to say Oklahoma.
Right, that's
my
Oklahoma God. Number. It certainly is. If everybody knows me, yes. Everybody in the K-100 group knows my situation. So keep going. Yes, I'm in Oklahoma.
Why your landline
in
Oklahoma?
Uh-huh. That's the landline number. So what's the cell phone number? So did
cell phone
you
number
check that?
Effective.
So what's the cell phone
you,
number?
You
yeah,
know
I'm
about,
on my,
you know
I'm
about
on my
cell
mom's
phone.
Landline number. I'm on my mom's landline number. Uh-huh. Keep going.
But
what
you
else
said you don't live with your mom. So how are you going to travel? How you going to travel?
I never said that
okay.
I did not live with
okay.
my mom. I moved in with my mom when I left my ex-wife, and I sold
no,
the house.
Said,
so what else? What else you got to say?
We argued on the phone with
what else you got to say? But ain't nobody arguing with you, blessed child. You always trying to put somebody out there. But when it comes down to a nigga, you ain't got shit to say. So what, blessed child? Come
so.
On, boo-boo. What else you
hold
want
up,
for me, baby?
Hold up.
What else?
When you argue with me, when you argue with me at telephone, you said you live
keep
by
going.
Yourself.
You're not making no sense, bless
you
child.
Said
keep
you
going.
Live
and,
by
oh,
yourself.
Yeah, I don't have a dick. I have two dicks up under my bed.
You
a strap-on and a dildo that
yourself.
I just bought. So keep going.
Why earlier, now you say you live with your mom.
I never said that I didn't. I never said
that
I didn't. I moved there with my mom like 2-3 months ago, dude.
Hold up, baby. You gotta be married for 10 years to get alimony.
No. Actually, you have to be married for 7. Texas law, baby.
10 years.
You have to be married for 7. You have to be married for 7 years. 7 years. Look it up. New York is totally different from Texas.
You said your long relationship. You said your long relationship with a female. That was 15 years.
Oh my God.
You feel me? So basically, you get caught up in your lie. You're not on your show right now, so you can't.
Keep going.
You can't mute me now.
Who said I was gonna mute you? I never mute you. It's not me muting you. It's other people muting you. So why would I mean I don't have shit to say. So what? Bring it all out on the table. What else you gotta know? Bless out. You don't know me. You don't know me from Adam and Eve, honey. What are you talking about?
How you gonna say you from Dallas? You live in Oklahoma.
I am from Dallas, dude. From Dallas. That's something totally different. From Dallas. Come on now. From Dallas. Not in Dallas. From Dallas.
You don't live with your mama.
I never said that. If you go back and listen to all my shows, I never said that one time, bless you. What are you talking about? You always trying to put somebody out there. What's wrong with you? You got low self-esteem about yourself? Like, what is it about me that you always coming towards me? Like, really? Like, you've been caught up in so many fucking lies, and it's all up on First Fam Radio. They got your ass, they got you all recorded and everything like that. So what is it about me? Because I'm the one that helped them expose
you.
Is that the problem? Is that the problem?
It's about you.
Right, it's about, I know, it's about me. I know it. It's about me because you just, I know it's about me.
It's talking about you. I really had no beef with you. Lot beef with you was. One that you lie.
She lost. She gone. She's out.
Her phone dropped out
or something. But that's.
I wasn't gonna
get in the middle of it. I was gonna let you guys, you know, go at it forever, man. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't gonna let people call out Ruby Candy on my show because she calls my shows all the time and she's, you know, she's a supporter, whatever. So when people get called out on K100, what we do on K100 is we tweet them, we text them, we like, yo, niggas is popping about you on the show, get your ass over here real quick. So that's what I did. She came and showed up. I really don't know her personally. I've never met Ruby Candy in person. You know what I'm saying? I never really met Blessed Child. You feel me? So I really don't know any of them personally. I know them. I feel like both of them is all right people. You know what I'm saying? But I've never met either one of them in person. So I can't verify either side of the story. That's just K100.
I try to show Ruby love because I know, man, I know she misunderstood. I always try to show her love, man, and let her know because the dude that crossed me is a fake nigga. Like I told her, come to Trenton. You listen to this nigga, come to Trenton and find the real truth about it. Dude that I'm talking about, talk about her. You feel me? So now, man, I showed her love. You feel me? Cause I feel like everybody got their personal life. Everybody goes through those situations. But she like, yo, she's so big up on dude. That she never been treated like that by another male. At the same time, she don't realize you don't give a mess about her.
Okay.
I told her, you know, she lie a lot. I told her she very, I'm a dude, man, to give respect to. When it comes to our show, I tell her this. She's very gifted. You feel me? She is very gifted what she do. But just stop the lying. Stop the lying. Stop the BS. You put yourself in a position with me that you should have never been into. You feel me? Because
right.
At the end of the day, what me and that dude had going on, that between me and that dude, and he's a fake nigga.
Right.
Point blank, that you shouldn't got into it.
All right. So, I don't know, because what you're saying now, it sounds like you kind of was a tad bit bitter with her, which is kind of why you might have a bit of a beef with Ruby. But then again, you know, like I said, man, I just when people want to air out their grievances with each other on K100, I just open the mic and let them go ham. This is the K100 way. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I don't got no beef with Ruby. But at the same time, you going to try to assassinate my character? I'm a real hood nigga. You going to try to assassinate me, dog? I'm smart. I'm gonna beat you to the punch. Everything I say gonna be the truth. And the other day, she on the phone. We arguing like a month ago. And you heard on her show. Anybody listen to the show, you can go back and say she lived with a mom. When I argue with her, with my man, did some bitch shit. Put me on the phone with her. I'm arguing with her. She talking about she didn't live with her mom.
Okay.
You feel me? So like, I got nothing against her, man. Like, yo, just be yourself, man. Just be yourself. I don't know if that's your real picture or not, so I can't say you're beautiful. But also, I can say that you're talented. So
okay.
At the same time, don't cross the grain. Just coming right. Out to a real nigga. Don't cross the grain, now, because I will pull your card.
All right. Well, hey, that's what real niggas do. Real niggas pull people cards. All right. Somebody might. Oh, stand by, blessed child. Stand by. Somebody hit the number one, or they might want to comment on what transpired. Shay, Chanel, you want to comment on that?
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm sitting back, I'm listening. You know, I done the damn thing that popped up in my news feed, so you know I have to call back in. My thing is, what the fuck does it matter? If she looks the same way she says she looks, that's what the show is about. It's not about who she lives with, what she doing, none of that. It's about what the fuck she looks like. Why are you out here talking about, oh, you live with your mom? Who the fuck cares? Really? I'm just asking questions.
Okay, well, I think the thing was, I think he said that because he said that because he doesn't believe that's, I guess he doesn't believe that she even looks like her pictures because she lies so much. That was his premise of bringing it up on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm
my guessing. Thing is, that's the same thing. My area code 708. Do I have 708? Do I live in the 708 area? No, but that's my cell phone number. That's my current phone number. Oh, shit, I live in 773. So, I mean, but you can't say that's not me.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it really doesn't matter. Nowadays, you can use your air code to whatever.
Right, okay.
My other phone is a motherfucking, what the fuck is that? Michigan number, 313. So, I mean, and I don't even live in Michigan, but that's why that motherfucking, that's where my number is. All
right. Okay. Stand by. Key, what do you think about this, what transpired? I don't. I'm gonna ask everybody. So everybody.
I've never heard her say that she didn't live with her mom. I ain't never heard her say
exactly.
That. You know what I'm saying? As far as what I know, she always say she lived with her mom. So and
exactly.
She ain't never told us that like she lived in Texas. I don't know what type of conversation they've been having. But in the same token, like for real though, dude, like why you want to fuck her or you know y'all want to fuck each other or. You know, like, what's the deal with that? Like, if you feel like saying that fake, just don't deal with them. Don't
Bless
deal with
do you want to fuck Ruby Candy? They're asking, do you want
to
fuck
her? If Ruby know I got a girl, she see my girl Facebook pictures, you feel me? It ain't about that where she live at. If you lie about where you live at, point blank, if you lie, period, how you know that your pictures
is
true? If you lie, period. You lie, period.
I mean,
you
but
lie
everybody
about this, you lie about anything.
I mean, a lot of people lie. But the thing is, if you feel like that, just don't deal with her. Like, if I know somebody
exactly.
And I feel like they're just a liar, I'm
That's
just not going to deal with them, period.
The
I'm
point.
Just not going to do
point.
It.
That's the point. I don't deal with them. Only why I brought this shit up
you
because.
Know,
I left, hold up. Know my story. on why I brought it up, because I've been left alone. They still going on. Like you said, I met up in my dude show, First Fan Radio, the dude I thought of my show. They still talk about me on their show like, oh, I'm downloading their show like, damn, they still can't leave this shit alone? I've been left alone, you feel me? But some people don't get to the point that they need to be exposed, man. I've been left alone. Because I was with a kid. I could have been exposed to about her address and all that, but I never did that online. I never did it. I've been where she lived at. I never did it. I left her alone.
Okay, stand by, Bless Child. Stand by, Keith. Stand by, Chanel. Big Bully Streets. Big Bully Streets. Think about this, homie.
That sounds like a bunch of, I don't know, man. It sounds like a bunch of, we fucking men, grown men. Man, who gives a fuck? You feel me? I don't, like homie said, I don't know the whole story. I don't know his side of the story. Uh-huh. But just sitting here and just, hearing what I did here, I mean, he sounded a little bitter. I don't know. That's all. He just sounds better. But I don't know his story. Now, chew on other foot, and I was in a situation, then maybe, I would never go back and forth with a bitch. That's just me, though. You know what I mean? Never.
All right. You never would. Michigan girl, what you got to say about it, Michigan girl?
Man, that's crazy. But, I mean, I'm with Keith. Ruby, I've never heard Ruby say that she doesn't live with her mom. I remember when she said she was from Dallas, lives in Oklahoma. I mean, I have a Michigan number. I live in Atlanta. But, I mean, I don't know. Like Bully said, I don't know the whole story, but Bless sound like he might be a little bit bitter about something that transpired. And everybody in the K100 group, the private group, I think knows that her name is Renee. I mean, or at least I knew that. So, I mean, nothing that he really said to me prove that she had been lying about anything, because everything that, he said, I already knew. So he didn't really expose anything to me that I felt was that she had lied about. But to me, it just sounded like some bitterness or, something. They had a disagreement and just let it go and move on, because a lot of people lie on Facebook or want attention, so they maybe build themselves up a little bit more than maybe they are. I mean, just life, get over it, and don't deal with the person if you feel like they just flat out lying.
Okay, all right. You stand by, Big Bully stand by. Billy Bad Phoenix, what do you got to say about it?
Man, I'll put it like this. I mean, I done called a Ruby Candy show, plenty of times on the late nights or whatever, and I can only remember only a little bit that, they had like a little falling out, and, he ain't called back ever since. But overall, I mean, it was pointless to me, really. It does sound like bitterness. It sounds like, you in Jersey, she in Texas, or whatever you say that she had. I mean, y'all in two different time zones, and it really didn't, it was pointless, man. I mean, because, you sound like you're crying, bro. I mean,
y'all was being hard with Bless Child. No one's agreeing with Bless Child's point. I mean, the show, I'm not taking any sides, period, point blank. I'm not. I'm telling you right fucking now, I'm not taking anybody's side. But it's it came up because we're talking about, do default picks be lying? And he said he doesn't know whether or not her pictures really is her, because she lies so much that it could possibly not even really be her. That's how we even got into the whole discussion, and that's how everything transpired and took off from there. What about that assessment? Do you agree that if somebody lies all the time that you've never met before, that would you question whether or not that's them on their picture?
I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say that it ain't, because I never met her in person. I just only talked to her a couple of times. I mean, of course, when you look at somebody's picture and you listen to the voice, I mean, of course, you're going to think, well, maybe it don't match. But, who's to say? And the stuff Ruby always talk about, whether it be on your show, her show, Noon's show, whoever's show, she sounds like the same person. So you can only go by what, you can only go by her words, because that's all she's going to say. Nobody else don't know the whole story, not unless they go out there and see it for themselves. So who else where can you go by besides theirs, unless you got actual facts? And what I believe with Bless Child, he may have the story, but he don't have no facts to prove it. All it is just an internet radio back and forth type of thing.
Right.
He ain't got no proof. Not right. that I know of. I mean, not that I've seen or even so much as Ruby put out there, you know, because she ain't worried about it. Even after they had their falling out. And she continued her show as it was. So, I mean, you know, come up with the proof and, you know, maybe, maybe. But other than that, I mean, I don't believe it.
Okay. By the way, if anybody has Ruby's number on, you can three-way her back into the show. We'll see what's popping with that if you can. You feel me? Because I hate that her phone got disconnected. So if you got Ruby Candy's number and you got three-way on your phone without risking getting disconnected yourself, please do that. Shay, what do you got to say about it?
Hey, I was just about to try to do that. Yeah, that whole exchange, that was a bunch of bullshit. Her name is Renee in my phone because that's the name that I know her under outside of Facebook. I mean, anytime I have any correspondence with her, that's what I call her, Renee. I mean, all that other bullshit is besides the point. You got a girl. What the fuck are you worried about? Where is she from? Where she live and all that? She's not trying to come live with you. I mean, I'm sorry to try to sound so harsh and whatever, but what the fuck difference does it make? I mean, yes, she has a gift of gab. She likes to elaborate on some stories and stuff like that, but that don't mean she's lying about some bullshit shit. You know, so what? She says she's from Texas. Is she from Texas? She from Texas. That don't mean she got to stay there her whole damn life. Yeah, she probably moved to Oklahoma. She got some other shit going on. I mean, what the fuck? Well, why you got to whine and cry about it? Be a man.
Yeah, really being hard on Blessed Child.
I'm just saying, I don't even know Blessed Child, okay. But that was just a whole bunch of bullshit. He just, I'm with, you know, Billy Bad and all them. Why you whining about this girl talking about something she ain't telling the truth? So what? Fuck it.
Okay, stand by. If you can get on the line, do that and then press number one again, all right?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. We'll ask Jana what she thought. I know Jana's not is going to be on Ruby's side. And then we'll ask Keisha F. Jana.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. That just sounds like too much drama for one. We all know the proof is in the pudding, you know. You see with your own eyes. You hear with your own ears. I mean, we can only believe what she tells us. I mean, I never really doubt Ruby too much. I mean, you know, it is what it is. And who is really doing research on her? Like, really? Why are you going to do some research on somebody? And you already got a woman. You already got your own life. I mean, worry about your own life, says the next person. That's what I always went by. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just it's childish, and it sounds very silly.
Okay. Keisha F., what do you got to say about it?
Wah, wah, wah. I don't have anything to say about it. Dude is just ridiculous. It sounds like he's just jealous or he mad, he bitter, he didn't get it or something, or he tried to get at it. I don't know. But whatever it is, he might need a hush because he had nothing to back up his story or whatever it was he was trying to tell. And so that's just the bottom line. Going about your business, boo.
Okay. Shalette, what you got to say about it?
Man, he is so wrong. That's all I can say. You can't be blasting somebody like that. Are you serious? I mean, you have never met her, and you sitting up here blasting her like that. I can see if he met her, it might be a whole other story. But he's never met her. You can't do stuff. And then on top of that, just like everybody's saying, he sound like he's bitter. He sound like he's bitter, and he sound like he's a stalker. Don't be getting on everybody radio show talking about this chick if you ain't never met her. Bottom line.
404-784, what you think about it?
Hey, what up? This is Grace. Yolanda. Hey, what's up?
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, really? That was some bitch shit. Let's just go on and put it out there. That was some bitch shit. Really? You called this show talking about everybody having fun, talking about people calling people out, and that's what you came up with? Really? Come on. With crybaby niggas, that shit is so not attractive. Ugh. I'm disgusted. I didn't want to, why are we even stepping out? Who gives a fuck where she live, who she live with, what she doing? Why? Who cares?
Okay. All right. So every, hold on. Let me see. I think Shay, Shay's hitting number one. Let me see if she has Ruby back on the line. Shay, do you have Ruby back on the line?
No, but I had to tell you, as soon as the show is over, everybody who know her, call her damn cell phone and listen to that damn voice message. That's all I'm going to say. I left her a message to tell her if she, gets a message to call me back or whatever, but yeah, just listen to the message. It's crazy. It is so her personality. It ain't even funny.
Okay. All right, you guys, everybody stand by. All right, so I'm going to go back to Blessed Child one more time before we leave. Blessed Child. It seems like the people are
everybody talk about how, bitch, I'm not bitter over that bitch. You feel me? I've been killed that shit. I'm a hood nigga. I've been killed that shit, man. Nobody talk about how she don't know me, but she go on my motherfucking Pussy My Nigga show and try to assassinate me. Nobody talk about that. I've been left that shit alone. You feel me? I don't give a fuck about Ruby. Like I said, I could have been exposed her, but I never did. But it got to the point that her and that dude still talking shit about me. I'm still hearing shit about me. But basically, I'm talking about her. She thinking about me. But I've been left it alone. I could have been exposed her. And people are thinking, and to this day, even though I just like her, and I just like a lot of things about her, I'm still big up the man and say, I believe that she gifted. But she used it the wrong way. What good of being gifted and you use it in the wrong way?
Right.
I don't call Ruby. Like dude said, we had a $4 on her show. I never call her show since.
Okay.
But
at the same time,
I'm still hearing my name come out of her mouth and that fake-ass nigga that I used to fuck with. I'm still hearing my name come out of their mouth. You feel me? It's a boiler point. Ain't about me got a fetish about Ruby.
All right.
I don't even know Ruby. You feel me? She lied so much. I don't know about, I ain't say that was her real pictures. I said, she lied so much. I don't know if that's her real pictures. And y'all doing the research. She said her name ain't Sneaker Renee Williams. If you got her 580 number, go Google that shit. And no, I didn't do the research on that. Somebody else did the research that she crossed that portal call. I got chicks that know her personally that hit me up on Facebook like, leave that shit alone because she's a lying-ass trick. I could have been brought all that shit up, but I never did because I'm not about that. Personally, I don't give a fuck about her life.
All right.
But when you keep on bringing my name up, and I've been left it alone, that type of nigga, I've been left that shit alone. But they still bringing my name up. She still calling dude show, bringing my name up, talking about I'm a trick and all that, this and that. You know what I mean? So basically, the point blank is, motherfuckers talking about, y'all green with Ruby, but they still coming at me. And I don't even give a fuck, but at the same part, bitch, I'm a hood nigga. It's like me saying that, look, You keep on smacking me in my face. I'm gonna sit here and let you keep on smacking me in my motherfucking face. Hell nah.
Right.
Hell
nah. All right.
You feel me?
All right.
In the day about her living her life, she no dog. Why should I be jealous? Why should I bigger her? Because me and my girl got a house. You still live with your mama lying about it. See, people who talk about like dude said, people know the inside looking out. You hear the conversation that we had other day with me and my supposed to be man. She talking about she told me she don't live with her mom. She's not on the welfare. She lives in Dallas. Look at her motherfucking page. She said, I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm from the University of Texas. The proof is in the pudding. You know what I mean? The proof is in the pudding. So anybody that disagreed with me talking about I'm bitter, I'm not bitter, I'm happy.
All right.
I could have been brought this shit up, but I never did. I knew about her real address and all that she lived in a trailer park. I've been knew that. I never brought it out to this man.
Wow. She lives in a trailer park?
Yeah. She lived in a trailer park. I never brought that shit out to now.
Oh, wow.
This shit happened like three, four months ago. I never brought it out because I didn't really give a fuck. But when you got two people that motherfucker that both do that she called, got the radio show, this nigga living with his mom on motherfucking unemployment. So I got my own business.
Right. All right.
You feel me?
So that's
I've been left that shit alone, man. They kept on bringing that shit out to Woodworth. Why you keep on talking about me? I've been left that shit alone. Why do I got to go download y'all show to hear my name?
Right. All right. Well, then that's
real talk.
That's all right. I let you have the last word. I would have let both of y'all have the last word, but she's not on the show. But I didn't let you have the last word since I asked people questions about it. All right, homie. Thanks for calling into the show. Don't hang up, though. I'm finna end it, but not right quick. All right. So that's that. Episode 206. Can we get some motherfucking music? Can I get a motherfucking drum roll in this bitch? All right. So. Yeah, so I love when the show ends up taking turns and stuff and, you know, stuff like this. It's what makes radio, K100, internet radio, when you know people and you conversating with them on social sites and everything, man. It's just what makes it crunk. You know what I'm saying? this is not even close to being the first dispute that we've had on my show, and it definitely won't fucking be the last. I've had disputes with people myself, not literally like that, but just we've had callers call in and just, you know, go at it or whatever. So if this is the first time you've been on K100 and you've heard that, you really need to go back and check my archives, all right? Really, real shit. But the show was great. At the end of the day, your default picks need to be picks that are recent. They need to be picks that were taken within a year, 365 days, unless it's obvious that it was a throwback picture or whatever. You guys need to not, people need to stop faking. You know what I'm saying? If you put on a little weight, you put on a little weight. You got some self-conscious about it, go to the gym or whatever. It's whatever, man. Just be you. Just do you. You understand what I'm saying? That's what this whole show is about. You feel me? We've got some beautiful people on the planet also. We've got people that are actually beautiful inside and outside as compared to some of these stars out here, man. And so now that we've got social media, they get their shine on. You feel me? You see me like, man, I thought that star was beautiful, but shit, shit me. So that's what the show was really about at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks and shout out to everybody that called into the show. I'm going to end it now. Episode 207 will be next week. You feel me? We're going to be doing two shows a week, like I said, probably through August, and then I'm going to go back to my full schedule, maybe around September. It all depends on how everything works out with the album. Go cop the album, The Cinema of Me. You understand what I'm saying? If you haven't copped the album, The Cinema of Me, kill yourself. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. Become my friend on Facebook. Just type in Blizzum and like my fan page, and then add me as a friend on Facebook, Sour Blizzum Blue, all right? K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Great show, man. Really appreciate all the support. Thanks for all everybody. When I'm gone for a minute, you guys come right back and really support the show. And I really appreciate that, hands down, all right? Holler at you, man.